On the first.
All right. This is the Word of Mouth Radio Show. We are live after a long fucking hiatus. I didn't even put online that we about to be live. I hope Tara did it. But in studio right now, we have me, your main host, your lead host, Reese. We also got Rev back in the studio after a long time. Rev, say what's up to me.
Hello.
And we got a man.
What you want me to say?
All the suck all of the enthusiasm. And we got Amanda back. Say what's up to the people, Amanda.
How you doing? Yay!
That's what I'm talking about. Fucking enthusiasm. Be happy to be back.
Hopefully they hurt you.
So, it's been a long time. First, I want to say that anybody listening right now, if you haven't followed our social media, we didn't have social media for the show, but we now do, and it's very, very important that everybody who's listening get out there, follow us on Instagram at the Word of Mouth Radio Show. That's Instagram, the Word of Mouth Radio Show. Everything else is there. I don't gotta go good to Twitter and Facebook. It's all there. It's all there. You get it. But yeah, man, it's been a long time. I can actually take one of these handful things off. But yeah, we back. How you guys been? How you guys doing?
I've been great. You know, just working. You know, that's doing my Animal Hitler thing. That's about it.
That's right. Reg has the worst fucking job.
It's not the worst job. It benefits people.
Where do you work outside of sometimes doing our radio show? Where do you work without giving the location?
Well, I have to give the location.
You can just say the name of the building.
I do animal research and
you kill animals?
I don't really kill animals or whatever because that's not politically correct. We euthanize a lot of animals.
Oh my God, I like we euthanize a lot of animals,
but I mean, it's for a good cause or whatever. We do research on them, and they have really bad diseases that sometimes we can't like get them into the public. So
get into detail. How do you
we don't kill animals.
Are they alive when you start and then dead when you're done?
Yes, but we do it in the best possible.
Do they kill themselves? Is it a little.
So
they have help.
It's a small little gas chamber or whatever.
Oh my God!
They don't know what's going on.
Oh, my God! A small little gas chamber.
You said they don't know what's going on.
And that's when it's really bad or whatever.
So you're lying. So right now you're lying. Because you told me.
It's a small little gas chamber. And it's only when the animal's bad off or they have disease that we can't get into the public. So we have to do research on them. And
what happens to the mice when you put them in the gas chamber?
Oh, you mean the babies or the...
Do you watch them die?
Well, technically the gas chamber's clear, so yeah, you kind of have to make sure they're dead or whatever. We don't want them to wake up in a freezer. So, I mean, like, the babies are weird, because we talked about this before. The pups, we call them pups.
I'm feeling very uncomfortable during this conversation. I'd rather us go on a different topic.
The pups are really bad. I don't really want to talk about it, guys. Amanda don't really want to talk about it.
You can't start a conversation and then just say, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
So how about that lady that got killed on my street?
Let's talk about that.
You can't start a conversation and then not finish it on radio.
Oh, my God. You just want me to say it.
No, because the audience is listening to the conversation. Even if they don't give a shit about it, you have to continue. Amanda, you might as well get that and let him finish the story.
Listen, it's
terrible. He can finish his story and you don't have to hear it. You're not going to hear it.
The pups don't die when you put them in the gas chamber. So you kind of have to...
Don't they run around in fear?
Well, when you put any mice or a rat in a chamber or whatever, it's basically sealed too, so they really don't know. It's like falling asleep. They just fall asleep.
And then it's peaceful.
It euthanizes the best possible death.
But it pays well.
The job pays well. That's not the only thing I do. Whatever. I take care of them until it's an order to euthanize them. I take care of the animals.
Right.
So, I mean, it's all right job. I mean, right. I dread having to do that part of it, but that's part of
it. But it is what it is.
Yeah.
I totally understand. I totally. I totally get what you're saying. How about you, Amanda? How's things going on with you? Your life.
I feel really sad now, so I don't really
have to talk
about
anything. You didn't think this happened in
it's
the world?
I do animal research. I mean, it's
so. If I grab one of those chairs and he can sit over here. All right, my fault. Go do what you want to do. My fault. What's up, Rich?
Yeah,
what's happening? You can have a seat right over there if you want to be. Oh, okay, all right, take your time.
I didn't know about this.
I didn't know about this either.
It's
a really big surprise. But.
What? Oh, that we gonna start? No, we said we're gonna start filming the shows.
You should have told them to bring some tax.
I always forget about. I told Tara about the tax. See, here's the thing about the tax. So, I have a banner. I put up a banner, or I attempted to put up a banner in the studio because I wanted it to look more like a radio show, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I went to Staples and got a banner or whatever. Paid a couple dollars for the banner. So when I first put the banner up, Tara, if you sit there, he can't be on the show. Oh, I'm just saying,
She's putting the banner up. See, she's putting the banner up.
Put it up with what?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure she has an idea.
Or do you have the tape that you used originally?
It's still on there.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I found.
Like, do you still have tape somewhere? You can put
no,
tape
I don't.
It is kind of crooked, too.
It is crooked. I know.
You got to take that tack out. Dude.
I'm just
going to
take the van.
Yeah, that's probably
the
right,
yeah, take it down.
Better idea.
Take it down. Thanks to Heron. Good life saver. You always fix everything. Tara always fixes everything.
Why was I not told about this?
I did tell you that we were going to start filming the shows and putting them on YouTube.
When did you tell me?
I didn't tell you.
I forgot to tell you.
You wanted to film us watching movies. What's the difference?
I don't know. She's not dressed.
Yes, I know.
You are, though. It's the same
surprise.
Thing you wore last time. When
you can't surprise
not
people.
Exactly.
All right, so maybe if we put the camera behind
it's
a man.
Sure. It's the same hoodie.
Yeah, put it behind Amanda, and then that way she
knows about my
hoodie. Oh, it was in the video. Oh, we got videos up on Instagram as well. So if you guys go and follow Instagram at the Word of Mouth Radio Show on Instagram, we got a couple of videos up. If you guys decide to do that, I actually forgot that she was bringing.
So
I kept forgetting.
Behind her.
Is it okay if he puts it behind you?
Behind me?
Is it better if he puts it behind so that you're not on camera? Your face and body isn't on camera? Or would it be better if it's over there, which is where you originally was going to put it? Actually, originally was going to put it here, but can't put it there.
He should be on this side.
He should be on this side here?
Well, it was originally for a lot of things, but I have my phone attached. You just got to be
thinking
ahead.
No, it's right here. So that way it's the angle.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
The viewer has a vision.
We talked about this because we're trying to get more people listen to the show. You gotta get them on YouTube, you gotta get them with the visuals.
That'd be nice.
You gotta get a visual element to the show.
Very intelligent idea.
If Amanda would pick up the microphone when she talks, this would be better so that people can hear her.
I didn't know what kind of stuff I was supposed to be saying. Like, we're not actually talking about anything.
No, we just fucking
random banter.
Yeah, random banter. We're kicking the ball around, we're fucking getting started. It's a slow start. We ain't been on here in a while. It's a slow start.
Your legs under us.
Yeah, trying to get our sea legs back. It takes a while. I don't know if Doug is going to listen to the show or watch
better.
Anything, but I kind of need him to give us
better. No.
No.
I want it there.
I want it there. Just leave it down for now, and I'll get some text and put it up there later.
They don't know what's going on in the studio.
It's real crazy. You know what we're going to do, though?
What?
We're going to get some Periscope going.
Yes.
So that people can simultaneously have Periscope and be listening to the show on the radio.
That makes sense.
So that then they can see and hear it. Oh, it would be crazy, because you know on Periscope, whatever, blah, blah, blah. It'd be fucking dope. We got plans for this, man.
So that was a little plug for Periscope.
Fuck. No. It's not a fucking problem. I'm not plugging anybody to give us some money. I'm not plugging.
So while this is recording, they're going to hear me but not see me?
Yes, because you were the one who had a problem with being on.
You got a lot going on right now.
Just the back of my head. Hey, Rich, you might as well just grab a mic. Even if you're going to stay behind the thing, you can just grab a mic, though. And,
yeah, the topics. I'm messing around with this.
Like, yeah, Rich got it.
Because, you know, somebody has to do it, you know. Right.
Mercedes on top of it. So,
I don't need the pen.
He's reading topics. I'm not sure.
No. I'm looking through them. Tyra just passed me some like a life story one sheet.
He needs
I wanted to ask you.
Yes.
Ask you both actually.
Yes.
I heard we talked a little bit about Straight Outta Compton came out.
Okay.
Just a couple days ago. I actually been hearing a lot of reviews of it being good, like really good.
Everyone I talk to like
as comparison to Fantastic Four. Being really bad.
I'd rather us talk about Fantastic Four.
I like Fantastic Four though. I don't know why.
I would like us to go to Denny's and eat the Thing Burger
because
that's what I really
want. Okay, so that Thing Burger that was in all of the what's the name is that Denny's? All I saw was the commercial on a show. Like I was watching the show and he played that part of it.
It's my dream to eat the Thing Burger.
What is it? Like what's on it?
Thing Burger.
What's it's got like cheesy bread bun, and it's got like a
okay. You sold me a
good. Just a good burger.
Yeah, that he sold me a cheesy bread.
So it's cheesy. It's cheesy bread,
and it has an egg. You can't beat that.
And an egg.
And an egg on it.
And an egg.
I don't eat
eggs.
Chicken abortion.
We don't care about what you
it's
say.
It's not a chicken abortion.
Chicken abortion.
We don't care about what you said. We're agreeing that the Thing Burger is our dream, and we need to go to Denny's. You can record it. It could be part of the show. It could be our
watching
review.
You eat the Thing Burger.
Yeah,
it'll be a review of the
Thing Burger.
Do a review, a full review.
Ugh.
Why is it
awful Thing Burger?
Why is it awful?
Why would it be awful? Because of the egg? Because you eat
you
egg?
Just don't like one ingredient on
just,
it. And it's
I'm just,
nasty
be, I'm
burger.
Just being difficult because you guys like it. I'm just being difficult.
Yeah, I like
let it have bacon on it, then you love it.
Still bacon on it?
I don't know. It might
probably add bacon.
I mean, you gotta be an egg. I mean, it's like Denny's, so you gotta be an egg.
You can add bacon to anything.
Yeah.
I don't know where you hear this, like, deep, smooth voice, you could add bacon.
I'm really trying not to make that happen.
But, so yeah, the Straight Outta Compton movie. Whatever, got any plans to see that, you guys?
I'm not going to the movies to see it if that's trash.
So you just, how you gonna see it then, right?
I can't tell you. It's a secret. It's special way. I view everything on the internet.
I don't know what is upstairs. It's upstairs in the room.
I view everything on the internet, so...
I'm going to let them talk, and then I'm going to go get it in a couple minutes for you. All right? That way I can put it in, because it's in my bedroom.
Really
I'm sorry. She wants the Wi-Fi thing, which she needs, but I don't know it by heart. It's under the thing. It's like, not like Wi-Fi passwords.
You don't know your own Wi-Fi password?
Because... First of all, let's be clear. You don't create them.
I know.
They give
I don't
them
mind,
to,
though.
And they aren't like.
What are you talking about? I have a password.
And they aren't like scuttlebutt. It's like whatever they put under the
that's
under
fine.
The thing.
You don't know it. You should
you
know.
Read, you can read the
thing, so. You can. You
well, I can't. Listen, I was inherited. Like I just came here and it was already existing.
Just doesn't know.
Yeah. All I did. Listen. All I did was push. All I did was push the button on the thing and push the button on here, and it was like connected, and I said good. That's all I needed. None of my other devices are connected to the Wi-Fi. Except for this. I'm just going to go with all of them. Not all of them. But most. Oh. Tara wrote down a lot of stuff.
That's a lot of topics.
A little about a lot of things.
Yeah. A lot.
I didn't. Okay. I just thought you'd give me a thick piece of paper.
This is the grand.
I didn't know it was a lot of stuff. So, wait, you want me to keep this?
Oh my God! The people don't know what's going on. Like,
listen, it's all right.
If you want to read, it's all right.
Oh, the biggest thing did happen this week, though.
What?
The biggest, greatest thing happened this week. We might as well say happy birthday to Kylie Jenner, 18. That happened this week.
Wow.
The 10th. Wow. That happened. Uh huh. She put that on the one sheet, so I just want to let everybody know you. We want to give a special happy birthday to
Why is that so funny to you? Why do you enjoy that so much?
What do you mean why? I'm happy that people are, you know, happy. Trump, just Trump.
Wait, a little
she wrote just Trump. Have you not? Oh, you guys don't follow her on Instagram. That's
no,
why.
I know.
That's why. That's why.
You're a stalker, girl.
Can you elaborate?
Because you follow. I was at a stalker thing. Did you follow? Can I elaborate? That's, it's just she was 17, now she's 18.
That's but like you have one of those countdown classes.
I know, right?
I did. I put up a lot of status.
You're never going to meet her.
I'm
going to.
Yeah, I am. After Tiger's done.
After Tiger's done,
slide in.
You know she's like older man anyway.
Yeah, Tiger 25. He's almost done. Tiger don't got no money. He paying for these $10 million houses and buying these fucking cars. What do you have? Rack City? Get the fuck out of here. That's about it. Tiger not really making no bread out here. He got a show called Kingin' with Tiger. It's the reality show now.
So,
fucking stinks. I watched one episode. It fucking stinks.
Yeah, man.
But I don't hate Tiger.
Is he going to be recording, like, the air conditioner
off? I'll change the angle eventually. And, yes, I will fix the sound.
What is that?
I just want to take a bit.
Rich got it all planned out, man. Rich got it all.
Definitely going to need two cameras to catch each angle.
Yeah, you do.
Just playing with it.
Marvel newest superhero is a preteen genius named Moon Girl. Man, do you know anything about that?
No.
It's on the one sheet. I don't know anything about it.
What is it, Moon Girl?
Yeah, apparently she's a preteen genius named Moon Girl.
I do know Moon Knight, and I much prefer him because he's a schizophrenic guy who.
That's Marvel or DC?
Marvel. Why would I mention it? You said a new Marvel superhero.
Because I'm saying they just had the same name, so I assumed you just mentioned it because they had similar names.
I'm done.
Wow. I'm sorry. What's
new?
What the fuck?
She's getting annoyed by your presentation.
Yeah, well, I'm just reading them. I didn't. I'm just
a little scattered.
Though. I'm just going through. I'm just going through reading them. I don't. We didn't have a plan.
Yeah, obviously.
We didn't have a plan.
Obviously.
The plan was that you had no plan.
We got here too late. We were supposed to get here a lot earlier. We had a bunch of stuff we did. They had a bunch of stuff to do. We had got here earlier. We kind of had things a little more set up, but we don't.
Next topic. Shut up.
Ghostbusters reboot.
All females.
Comments.
Why is that necessary for them to be all women?
Yeah, why is that necessary?
Isn't Jennifer Aniston one of them?
No. Jennifer Aniston's not there.
I heard Jennifer Aniston. I heard the old Ghostbusters make appearances.
It says Bill Murray is supposed to be in it. Going to be in a Ghostbusters.
What is their angle? Like, other than them being all women, like, what are they going for? Like,
I think I heard at one point. They're supposed to be, because I'm going to say you can just bring that chair on, and you can sit in that chair. That's
oh, you're distracted fast. Like a kid with a shiny.
I got ADD, I can't. But I heard that they're supposed to have, like, they're supposed to be doing, like, some sort of cinematic universe. That's what this is what I heard. I don't know for sure.
Ghostbusters.
Are all the ghosts going to be women as well?
That's a very intriguing question.
I heard there's supposed to be rumors of a movie that comes after this one where it's all male again. So I assume it's supposed to be.
So what was the
universe.
Point of all the women?
Because I think they'll both fit in each universe. So they'll, I don't know, I'm guessing.
So there's one universe where all women Ghostbusters and all women ghosts, and then it's going to be all men Ghostbusters, all men ghosts.
No,
but
the
we
same
still universe. Don't know if it's all female ghosts yet. That still has not been revealed.
Yeah, that's not revealed yet. And we don't have Wi-Fi.
So
what
you're doing is building up to Ghostbusters kids.
Ugh.
So then there'll be the women one, the men one, and they're all kids.
I've never seen Ghostbusters.
Kids of both genders.
I'm pretty sure they're
but Ghostbusters
all
even,
kids.
Is Ghostbusters
You've
really?
Never seen Ghostbusters.
Never seen Ghostbusters.
Why are we friends?
What?
I don't know.
Why have you never seen Ghostbusters?
We can name a lot of movies that Maurice has never seen.
It's one of the most. It's two Ghostbusters.
I've never seen Boys in the Hood either.
No, now he doesn't even know if there's two Ghostbusters.
I had to make sure. I want to say two, and there's like four of them. I don't know. I only saw two. But Ghostbusters is like a classic movie.
Yeah, it came out when? 1980.
Yeah, I think the first one came out in the 80s.
80s, right? So I was born in 89. Okay. We didn't keep those type of movies in that. My mom didn't keep those type
it
of movies.
It never came
in
on TV. Ghostbusters came on TV, like.
I probably,
all the time,
I probably didn't fucking see it on TV.
That's horrible.
I got a thing with old movies, too. I just be like, nah. I'd be like, ah. So a lot of stuff that came out before I was born, didn't see it. A lot of stuff that came out before I gave a shit about movies that were not Disney things. Actually,
but
I didn't really like
next
Disney.
Topic, could you just, you know.
That's our friendship right now.
But I'm not saying those movies are horrible. I'm saying I haven't experienced what you guys have experienced.
You gotta check out Ghostbusters, dude.
Is it really? Is it?
I mean, it's
so
one
is,
of the
so is
you gotta check it out. Like,
I haven't seen the original Predators either.
You never seen the original Predators, Arnold Schwarzenegger?
See, boy, how I feel about that is different because I've seen it, but I don't remember dick shit from it. So
you know, so you oh that's right, you don't go on Xbox Live or whatever because like everybody always screams that get to the chopper line or whatever.
I know that's where that's from.
Okay,
I know that was an Arnold line. Didn't know that was from that movie.
That's from that movie.
But you know what? I don't really care for Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You don't.
I don't.
We need to stop and go on to the next.
As an actor, I mean. As a guy, he is the greatest. As an actor,
you like him as a guy, but you don't like him.
Yeah. Dude, he moved over. He moved from wherever he was from. Where was he from?
Austria.
Moved from Austria. Barely knew the language. Spoke a little bit of language. Became a fucking heavyweight champion. Like a heavyweight
bodybuilder
champion. I said heavyweight. You know, I don't know
anything. He started wrestling.
That's why I go bam. You know, because he do the same thing, right? But yeah, became did that. Then decided to become a movie star, even though we don't know what the fuck he's saying. Became a fucking movie star.
You do know what he's saying.
You don't know what the fuck he's saying. Married royalty. I don't remember her fucking name, but she's basically American royalty. Then became a motherfucking governor.
I just want to say I was cooking.
Because she's cooking.
So let me be this straight. She came to the studio and just started cooking?
I swear to God that happened.
I had to do what she wanted, yo. She
really
wanted,
right?
Yo. She came for cooking. That's something smell like. It's my noodles. Because
I saw ramen yesterday.
Yeah, she was hungry.
So
ramen.
I don't like that one.
Jesus
Christ. We were pretty much doing what I want.
Jesus Christ. So Michael Sam, the first openly gay player drafted by the NFL, says he's leaving. What's this? He's leaving what? Montreal. Montreal Lovelets?
Gotta love the
professor.
I
love
it. I know. Is this? No.
Lovelets? Montreal Lovelets?
His team. Okay.
That's what the name of the team was? He was on the West.
That's a weird team to be on.
That's what he was on. Montreal Lovelets.
Oh.
Or a Lovelets. So he's leaving football. He doesn't want to play anymore.
No, he's not playing for that team.
Oh, he's not playing for that team.
What league is he in?
Canada League, I guess. Montreal's Canada.
Yeah, it is. I'm just saying.
I'm glad you both know that much.
Wow. Wow, that's a shot.
You should know sports, though. Like,
I should know sports?
You fucking did.
Oh, I watch football. Like,
he's a football player.
He doesn't play in the American League.
He
doesn't play in the NFL.
Football, I think.
He doesn't play in the NFL. I don't watch him. I don't watch college football.
But you knew who he was when I said his name, though.
Yeah, I do know. Yeah.
So I should have been able to fucking, like,
I mean, I don't follow that kind of stuff. I don't care about his.
That was a whole sheet of topics, and we already been through it?
No, I'm just skipping through all the topics. We didn't go through all this.
I don't care about his little, like, who he likes.
Good. He ain't worth it.
Exactly, like
that's what I
if
heard.
If he comes to the NFL, I'll pay attention to him. But he's not.
I heard he really wasn't that good.
Oh, he's gay. That's why he's. That's not. Doesn't make him special.
I mean,
it does make him special.
There's a lot of people gay out here. I mean, it's like it's not special anymore. It's almost normal.
Just stop playing football.
it's almost normal.
A gay TV show. It's almost normal. I don't even know why it's a topic anymore. Like, oh my god, he's gay. So what?
To the next player.
Exactly. Right? Can he play?
Gay was abnormal. Was that abnormal?
Yeah, man, it's like a big thing now. Like he's gay. Oh my god! Like why is this surprise? What?
That's great. So you telling me he can't break?
Yeah, right?
Sorry, then I don't want to hear about it.
I mean, that is a weird team he's playing for.
Right.
For that particular player, but
it seems like he probably wasn't that great, and that's he got picked up. Early, and then he ended up having to go back.
That's all speculation, since you don't follow sports. Jesus!
But I remember hearing a bunch of times that he wasn't that great.
Oh, man.
Tier, is these numbers to the station here?
Yes.
That's what his number is?
So people call in. Oh,
Wow, why are you worried about the numbers?
Because I want people to call in and tell me what the fuck this whole Michael Sam thing is about, because I don't know.
I would have to look it up.
I know. But in a couple minutes, we're going to take a break, and then I can go up there and do it, and I can also get those orders.
How much? We chill that much? How long?
Huh?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Y'all already talked about that very irrelevant beat battle between Drake and...
Oh, no, we haven't talked about that.
We did talk about it on the phone the other day.
Yeah, we talked about it.
So we did discuss a little bit of that. Oh, finally, okay. To call in and be a part of the show, if you want to call in and be a part of the show, to talk about anything we discussed for the last, like, couple of minutes, the number is 888-627-6008. That number again is 888-627-6008. Even though, you know. But, yeah, we can save that for the next break. But we're not about to take a break, though. We only
have
27 minutes. About a half an hour. A little bit. We'll take a break in a little bit. Omarion says...
Omarion, I'm done right there. You can
pretty much go. Go to the next.
He's irrelevant.
What's an Amari?
Hey, so we got you guys. How you guys feel about that Deadpool trailer?
I like Deadpool, but that trailer seemed kind of low budget. Like,
They only had a couple of. Did you see the original
Comic-Con
trailer?
I seen the original Comic-Con one, but
it looked low budget because somebody was recording off the damn phone because they couldn't put it on YouTube, man.
That's also true. You know
what?
That's also true.
I thought it was pretty fucking good. I'm actually
I like Deadpool, and you know what?
And they need it too. Fox need it right now.
I don't know.
Why are we talking about Fox? It's not a Marvel movie. It's a Fox movie.
Deadpool is Fox. Fantastic Four is owned by Fox. X-Men is owned by Fox.
So they're not going to be in any of the.
So that's how they're going to put all the violence in it, because it's Fox and not Marvel.
Yep.
That is a good thing, because if it was Marvel, they would remove all the violence.
Can't really say that, because I mean,
how they do like in Captain America or something, they were like shooting all kinds of people, but they wouldn't actually show like.
You didn't see the people fall.
The fact that you still know that and it's still a very awesome movie doesn't really
right, but that doesn't work with Deadpool because he's gonna have katanas and stabbing people.
That's true, and that doesn't stop him.
He gets hurt badly. Like Deadpool always gets hurt badly,
but he heals.
He heals immediately. Yeah. Like, the fact of the matter is, like he always like gets some mortal wound. He's fine with it. He laughs it off and jokes. So yeah, Deadpool's got to be a bloodier movie.
Now listen, you were talking about Straight Outta Compton. I don't know shit about that movie, but I know about the meme when they say Straight Outta. They had like a picture of Ryu and it says Straight Outta Streets, and then they had a picture of Deadpool and it says Straight Outta Chimichanga.
Wow.
That is my favorite one.
Deadpool's funny. Deadpool's hilarious.
That is, it looks. I think it looks pretty good.
Ryan Reynolds still playing Deadpool.
Yeah.
And he makes a joke about the green suit.
Apparently, he's gonna make a lot of jokes about Green Lantern in the movie.
Wow.
Probably should, though.
Wow.
That's kind of distasteful at the same time, though.
But you know what? That's what you want, though. Like, I want it to be disrespectful.
No, the one joke was cool, but if you keep going, he said there's supposed to be a lot of Green Lantern jokes.
Maybe.
Like,
I don't know how many times we can beat
him. Because he jokes around about, like, everybody, though. And that actually explains why Colossus is going to be in the movie, because they own X-Men as well. So they can be throwing in all different kinds of X-Men.
Yeah, they can throw in, and it's always that possibility of that crossover movie that, you know, so that's always a thing. The problem is when you have, like, so many of these franchises that's, like, all split up into these different places, it's hard to tell stories. Like, a lot of the stories you have to, like, that's why you can't get, like how a comic book, like how a Marvel comic book was written, the way it was written. Like, that's why you couldn't really get Old Man Logan the way the story was. You would have to kind of take things from Old Man Logan and take things from here and then make that Logan movie. You know what I'm saying? So like the next movie, the last Wolverine movie, like we don't really, it's going to be an original story. But it'll have
Old Man Logan.
Right. But it'll have those Old Man Logan things. And if I'm not mistaken, in the Old Man Logan story, he crosses the country with Hawkeye. What's his name? It's not Hawkeye. Is it Hawkeye? Hawkeye is DC.
No, Hawkeye is Marvel.
Hawkeye is Marvel. Hawkman is DC.
Hawkman is fucking Hanna-Barbera, dude.
No, the dude with the fucking shit on his face and the wings.
Oh, Hawkgirl and... Okay, now I know what you're talking about. For some reason, I was thinking of...
You were like too deep in
it. So, I believe in the story, in the Old Man Logan story, him and Hawkeye crossed the thing. But Hawkeye...
Hawkman's not canon. Hawkgirl's canon. Hawkman was made later for... Okay. Sorry.
No,
you can talk about it. I guess it wouldn't be. I guess we're just being fucking stuck.
Just crossed around the list.
So yeah, I'm pretty excited. Pretty excited about that. And other movie news. Supposed to be revealed that we get an Incredibles 2.
Like the Incredibles.
Incredibles was pretty good. That's probably
so. A lot of people care about Incredibles. I'm assuming.
A lot of people care about Incredibles. How did you not like Incredibles?
Here's the thing. The fact that they can prove that you can make a better Fantastic Four movie, and it has to be Disney to do it. They don't give the rights to Disney. That's the only person that can make a better Fantastic Four movie than Fox.
Yeah, because it was
because that's really what it was. A strong person, an invisible person, a stretchy person, and they just added a fast person.
Jack was everything.
And baby,
Jack was
and everything. So
yeah.
That was Disney's invitation to say, "Hey, we can do that too. Let's just give it some heart and give it some action."
I actually seen the movie, and I really didn't get that until you broke it down like that.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Wow. Yeah.
I don't really remember the Incredibles, but I remember us like picking it apart in school. They were saying like the different family members had the different powers to reflect how they were in real life. Like the one girl, she's invisible because she felt invisible or some shit.
They always do that with life.
And it's like, why are you adding the secret stuff?
It's not the secret stuff.
I didn't care one way or another about the Incredibles. So whatever.
Okay.
But yeah, that's pretty awesome that, you know, that a second movie comes. You guys know Terrence Howard's ex-wife. Tara wrote a lot of fucking like sad shit on here. Like, it's a lot of sad shit.
Oh my god, that's something I had to look up too. Why would you?
Huh?
Oh, all
right, go ahead. Read me the story, and then you tell me what happened, and then we'll talk about it. Tell me what happened in the story. You said you researched it, right?
I did research it.
It's something else she had to look up.
I mean, I know, I remember it, but it's...
What happened?
I had to look up everything so I could be accurate. His ex-wife broke up with him because he had a kiss scene with Jennifer Hanson. I forget the name of the movie.
Okay.
The movie he did.
Terrence Howard, which is recent.
Recent movie, yes. I don't know what it is.
You irritated?
Yes,
you irritated?
Because you're picking the one that you obviously can see has the most words because it has the biggest story.
I was just picking them at random.
They broke up. She blackmailed him.
I heard about the blackmail thing. I did hear about the his ex-wife was trying to blackmail him out of a lot of money.
All of his money. And he's crying on stage because he had proof that she blackmailed him.
This is the most unorganized show I've been to so far.
Yeah, well,
it's pretty great.
That's how we do it. That's how we do it.
Well, if you would have given me a password, I would have really been able to get some stuff.
Well,
you not picking any topics, and then you just
talk to me. You know, it's more organized than the other house show.
But I'm saying, like...
You
keep
talking about it. We went straight through.
But this is how you do it, though. You don't have it organized and... structured, it's chaos.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I have no idea. Like, oh, I heard about the LeBron James thing, and he gave a whole bunch of money for the fuck is you doing?
I was trying to get the wire out of my mouth, but don't worry about it. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. So LeBron James
so distracted.
is supposed to pay a lot of money for a bunch of kids to go to college, like 1,100 kids.
I don't think I care that much. I'm sorry.
That's a good thing.
I'm sure it is.
I mean, it's not you, motherfucker. So, like, stop trying to fucking be a piece of shit. Be happy that somebody else is getting fucking being able to go to college.
You know, I'm not one of those people. Always, I don't like it. I don't care. Like, it's nice. Okay. Why? I don't. Why is that a big topic?
We are.
Wait, Brittany,
that's all it is.
Who's Brittany Griner? Brittany Griner files for annulment, was denied, and she's moving to divorce. Oh, was that the chick? So Brittany Griner was the she a ball player. They both ball players.
They play football.
They play basketball, I think.
Yes, they broke up.
And they broke up.
So yeah, NFL.
She was beating it the fuck up. I think
I'm pretty sure NFL is not basketball.
They were still together after he after she like.
Unless it means something different in women's sports.
Like, I'm just pregnant with twins, but her ex
I'm not letting you look it up. I don't have it. They can't hear her. So it's dead air.
That's
all right.
I know that.
Video call, all of that.
You really got to post. You really got to post this video now.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to. We're moving towards a break real soon. We taking an early break soon. I'm trying to find out if Doug ready to take a break. And no, it's not that you're wrong. It was what it was. But listen, we're gonna move towards a break, and we're gonna try to get some things organized. Try to get Amanda back on board, because right now. Boy, oh boy.
I'm not irritated. I just don't know nothing about none of these things you're bringing up.
I don't know anything about it.
And,
we just have to regroup.
Yeah.
We're going to regroup.
What about the question you asked before?
Huh? Oh, yeah. No, I remember. We're going to get into it.
All right.
But we get into it after the.
Okay.
Meek and Drake
thing. All right. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to regroup. We'll be back with the Word of Mouth Radio Show. All right, we are back, and we got a little bit more organized. Not 100%, but a little bit.
Hopefully. Anything's better than that first one.
It wasn't. I enjoyed the first break. Don't fucking try to make it seem like our fucking unorganized show is shitty. Fuck you, dog.
No, I'm just saying.
Coming in off the street, I'm going to just tell you show shitty. You did.
Oh, no, I didn't say that. I like the show. It's just the fact of the matter is that first, that first hour could have done a whole lot better. I mean,
because if it was more organized, it would have made it better.
Yes.
Yeah. That's not true.
I believe so.
But that's not true, though. It's not a true thing.
Well, I mean, we've done it before, and
it hasn't been organized.
More organized than that.
It wasn't.
It was.
How? Because, first of all,
what
made it unorganized?
You didn't know what you was talking about. You was reading stuff.
All I did was read it.
Sometimes you start talking.
Sometimes I kind of.
Talking to people in the background, and you can't.
Sometimes that happens.
Dead air.
It wasn't no dead air.
Well, you start talking to Tahir, and Tahir's talking to you, and no one's saying anything. They can't hear her.
Sometimes you just gotta let them breathe.
Okay, you're right.
Sometimes you gotta let them breathe.
You know what? You know better than I do. You're right.
So before we went to the break, we was talking about, did we really want to, Reg discussed that he actually did see the Fantastic Four movie.
Yes, it did.
And he wanted to share his view on this shitty movie.
It wasn't bad. I liked the movie.
I wanted to ask a question, because apparently there was two different people working on it.
Yes.
And it was supposed to be taken in more of a horror movie thing. But then it went into a cliche superhero thing.
Yeah.
And then the people in Half the Bag were complaining about how it wasn't like a superhero movie. But that's my thing. Like, why does it have to be like a superhero movie just because there's superheroes in it? Like, how cliche do you want the movie to be?
Well, I feel as though this one was more of a, like, they just trying to retell the story. So it was like more of an origin story. Like, they were trying to find out, like, where they came from, how they got their powers, and all that kind of stuff. So I really wasn't like
superheroes
per se.
I don't know what the fuck you talking about. First of all,
it's coming from a person who never.
I don't know what the fuck you talking about. I didn't get from having the back. They complained that.
They kept saying over and over about how it was not like a superhero movie, and that how it was goofy at the end because they tried to make it like a superhero movie at the end.
But I think that was the part that they were saying that, not that, oh, I wanted it to be more of a superhero movie, but that's what it became.
They said that's what it should have been because they said there was too much scientific mumbo jumbo and that you can't have
they had to explain how they got the power.
That's not what I got from when I watched the Half and the
Bag. Saying what the guy was saying on the show.
Saying that's not, all right, if that's what you got from it. That's not the exact words
when he was talking on it. He said they couldn't have the scientific stuff and the superhero stuff in the same movie. He said it wasn't possible. That's why
I'm not trying
to mix science and superheroes. That's not explaining from heroes who are about science and superheroes.
Right, but my point was I don't think that their point was that it's what made the movie bad that they threw this that they didn't have the superhero talking about the movie being bad,
but they did say that it wasn't like a superhero movie. And
right.
I'm trying to say, why does every movie have to be like a Marvel superhero movie? It's okay if it's a horror kind of movie.
Because what I remember was that the guy, the fatter guy, said that the beginning parts was more of the horror stuff, and that's what he liked. Which is why I'm saying that I didn't get what you got from it, because he said those were the parts that he liked. The stuff at the end, which got super superhero-y, was the shit they tapped out of. So that's why I'm saying, when you said they complained that it wasn't like a superhero movie, I didn't get that they were complaining that it wasn't a superhero movie, that they were more so happy about the parts that wasn't like a superhero movie. That's what I'm saying.
But it's a superhero movie.
You can take movies in different directions.
You can, but eventually it has to go there.
It doesn't have to go there.
So a superhero movie doesn't have to...
My point being, in a way... It would have had to go there in some kind of way, but they
would
have to. But it wouldn't have had to go in the cliche way that it.
To me, it wasn't cliche. It was one guy just came in, like, it really wasn't that bad. I love that movie. It was pretty good.
They said something about Doctor Doom, like they didn't do nothing for him.
Well,
he was like 15 minutes at the end, and he really wanted that.
He really was at the end, and like they mentioned, Dr.
So they didn't
Doom,
set it up.
They set it up like in small intervals or whatever. Like she made like little comments throughout the movie, like, "Hey, like he had a bad attitude before he got his powers." They're like, "Oh, so you're Dr. Doom or whatever?"
Because
originally
Josh Trank changed his name.
Yeah,
and the studio said to change it back, so they shoehorned Doom shit in there because his name wasn't going to be Doom. His name was going to be Victor Von Doom. It was like some other shit, but it wasn't going to be Doctor Doom. So it's a scene apparently when somebody's looking at a paper or something and they say, "Oh, Victor Von Doom." You don't actually see them say it. It's because they shoehorn that in.
Oh no, he does say, "See, I see you got Victor Von Doom in here or whatever."
Yeah,
and
they did a lot of reshoots. You could tell the reshoots because Invisible Woman's hair is different. Not her actual hair, is like an awful wig or some bullshit like that. It's like a whole lot of shit with this movie, but it was like it was not even a cash grab. It was we want to keep the rights. We want to keep the rights, so we have to make a movie. And it's pretty much the same thing for the next one.
I think they fucked up the horror dude. Like the horror dude should have just been able to do his thing, and they shouldn't have messed with it. But my idea was, if they really wanted to make a more interesting Fantastic Four movie, they could start from the beginning with Dr. Doom. Like, his origin going into Fantastic Four.
It's so much.
Yeah, they skip over him. And
but
then,
you know,
like, put him back in there. Like,
to do a Dr. Doom origin justice, like the full origin of Dr. Doom, it would just have to be a Doom movie, wouldn't it? Like, it would have to be a Dr. Doom movie now.
But they would never make a movie strictly for a villain.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Suicide Squad
is a group, though. It's not for one villain. Like, are they going to have a Joker movie? Just the Joker. And it's just
to do the Doom movie justice, that's what I'm saying. I don't think it would happen because it would be like to make to do it justice. It would be so like, because from what I hear, I mean, I've heard a lot about his origin, and a lot of people feel like he's like the greatest Marvel villain because of his origin.
A Doctor Doom movie would be awesome.
Yeah,
but what I'm trying to say is, a lot of people say that Fantastic Four is too stale. Like, the character's not interesting enough.
Right.
But if you go in from Doctor Doom into them, like say it's from Doctor Doom's perspective onto the Fantastic Four.
That would
be so much more interesting.
Right.
I agree with that.
I could dig that.
Yeah.
I could dig that. It sounds interesting.
Because then you wouldn't even have to go into the whole Fantastic Four science bullshit. You could just, like, fast forward that a little bit.
The science shit is what I've always heard that people liked about it. The science, if you actually make it, you know.
A Doom movie would be sinister.
More science.
It would have to be sinister. Plus, Doom is like a borderline genius itself.
Would you fall into that? Could you think you could end up falling into that Star Wars prequels? We trying to get him into the suit type of thing? Think you fall into that with a Doom?
Origin? You would just have to make a separate origin thing, like X-Men did with Wolverine. Like, you would just have to be a separate thing or whatever.
The only thing Fantastic Four really did right was the Silver Surfer. And the problem with Fantastic Four is that they're a group, and you can't really focus on one person. Even if they did focus on Doom, it's still trying to focus on a whole group and how he reacts against that person. And they were never really good, like, as a group. Even with the comics and stuff, it was still kind of boring. They had to throw in, like, an extra hero or an extra villain or somebody to spice things up, because just by themselves, like, they're just scientists. You know, they just do normal things. And if there's trouble, it's usually always Doom. If they were to do that, why don't they, you know, make the movie about Doom but introduce the villain that has all of their powers? And I keep forgetting his name, but he's probably one of my favorite villains just because he has all their powers and can just fuck him up with no problem.
Skrull?
Yes. And they kind of cameoed that when they made the second movie, Fantastic Four, and Torch kind of had everybody's power, and he was able to, like, morph and stretch and make a big fire rock hand. Like, that was kind of like cameoing that villain for just that moment. I was thinking, why don't they just put the villain in there?
Super Skrull is an awesome character, and, like, if he would have been in the movie, I would have watched that shit, because right now he talks about Fantastic Four 2, and I'm like, yeah, I never seen that. I think I only seen the first one.
The only good part was Silver Surfer. And
Silver Surfer was awesome in that second one.
But I don't even think the characters are that stale. Like, there are things that they could go into to make it more interesting, but they just are doing it wrong, I guess.
Nobody wants to do it. they still have to focus on a group. And
no, but I mean, like, even as a group, they're still looking at each of the people in the group's individual story. Like, we're still going to be finding out about the struggles of the thing being a freaking thing.
Yeah.
We're still going to be seeing the struggles of...
I feel as though this movie focused on Reed. It focused on Reed, and, like, the whole beginning of the movie was Reed. It was mostly Reed until they got the group together, basically, or whatever. It was a small part about the Human Torch or whatever, until he joined with Reed. The thing was Reed's friend. Everything related around Reed. So, I mean, I feel as though this one just focused on Reed. So, I mean, if they want to build off that, they build on each character, it's going to be more movies, but the next movie should build around it, so it center itself around other characters. That's all.
I think Maurice is done with the topic.
No, it says here that Rita Ora showed a boob in a photo shoot, and I wanted to know who that was, because might want to see that titty.
Jesus Christ.
Might want to see that titty.
So you're going to ask Rich the question about older women?
Oh, so we were in the car, and I randomly saw, I randomly saw this old woman. So I asked Reg, what age is the oldest he would sleep with? And Amanda said, wait, let's talk about it on the show. So, how old is the oldest person you would sleep with? Not person, but what age you would go up to?
I don't know. I can't really say.
You say you had a lot to talk about with this.
I don't have a lot to talk about. It's just that I started thinking about it. It's like, I don't really...
65.
65. Jesus Christ.
Would you go 65?
I don't think
bad 65. Bad.
Bad 65.
there's a lot of good 65.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, she's sexy.
65. That's
sexy 65.
No,
sexy.
I don't think so. I don't think
a sexy 65? You're not going to do it? All that experience?
I don't think I would, man. I don't think I would.
You would.
At this age,
you
I
would.
Right now, I don't think I
would.
I don't think I would. Hold your hand, yo.
Mine's 50.
Okay, I'll go with 50.
he's saying 50, but then he keeps saying good 65, good 65, and he's
so
saying,
if I was 65, you'll do it.
I would. 65, yeah.
65 is not like out of the era of fucking dry pussy. Like I mean, it's not in the era.
They got the experience. Don't mean they can still pull it off. That's,
I know.
I think I'm.
Got hips start to go wrong, and
even if they bad,
they
got to be seen. Like diet, they ain't going to.
Yeah, that's diet. That's diet. Working out, eating right.
Sure they can still pull that off. They just that's just diet. They look
right.
Like, they try to pull that. Like, yo, what you doing? I don't hit the gym like that. Like, that's that hip up instant.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you want to do that.
All right, so
got padded. Okay, like
so. So like 57.
No, I don't think it would.
50. All right, so what?
I say, okay, 55 at the most.
55 at the most?
At the most.
You would go over 55.
Tell me what I would go to.
You would go over 55.
I don't know.
No, you would.
I seen a few bad 50-year-olds, though.
When you was at, what, at bars and shit?
I don't really go to bars like
you
that.
You do go to bars.
I don't really go to bars.
Shut up. You don't go to bars with your coworkers. You told me all the time.
They're
I was
bars.
Going every weekend.
Okay, okay.
What you call
it? We're in the Copas, I guess. Because Copas, it can't
what you call
a
it?
Bar. I guess you consider Copas a bar. Any kids in Copas, like, I mean.
Kids?
Like, yeah, it's kids in Copas. Like, it's
mean?
A college campus. I mean, it's like. It's
oh, when you say. When you say.
People college. Under 18. I mean, like. Because they serve food in there, like.
I don't like that. I don't want to party with people that's under.
It's not a party.
I don't want to hang out.
Why is it a party? Like,
I don't want to hang out. I don't want to go out.
I go to Landmark. Like, Landmark is going to bring your children. You bring little children.
Landmark is a restaurant, though.
It's a restaurant.
Landmark is a restaurant
in
Philadelphia. Anybody listening to this?
That's what I'm talking about, though. It's not like really bars or whatever. We go to these places to, like.
Copas is a restaurant?
Kinda, yeah. I mean, like.
Is it a restaurant or
a bar? It's a restaurant and a bar. Like,
so
it's
a restaurant
and
a bar.
It's a tavern.
So it's a restaurant that serve alcohol. Yeah,
it's a restaurant that serve alcohol.
Dude. All right, so why the fuck is we arguing about it then?
You see, I go to bars. I don't go to bars.
Cause I know you will fuck somebody at 65. That's why.
I won't. I don't know. I'll probably
ask the oldest. How? Not the oldest lady. The only lady on that country. The oldest lady. What's the oldest dude you would think?
Me and Maurice already had this discussion.
If your boyfriend didn't exist. If he stepped into a time warp and was gone,
and it's totally hypothetical.
And it's totally hypothetical, and somebody that was just as sexy but not him approached you the correct way and was, you know, said it all the right things, but turned out to be 65.
Or it was just him at a much older age. What is the age limit? You would talk to him. Your boyfriend.
Let's say not sex. Let's say talk to him. The man is not
your boyfriend.
Throwing up panties on there all like that.
I had a friend who was 40-something.
So, that's not that old, though. I had some 40.
That was pretty creepy because I was like, I'm not even 20.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you was what, 19?
I don't know.
He's a cradle robber.
It was before 2007. So I had a friend that was 40-something, like, but I don't fucking know.
That was really bad for him. Like, he was.
It wasn't that bad.
For a 40-something? Yeah, it looks bad.
So
for
you,
him.
So what you're saying is when you turn 40, because you already close. When you turn 40,
I'm close.
When you turn 40, you mean tell me you're not gonna be attracted to a nice little 18-year-old?
I mean, of course you would. All right, like,
so
I mean,
let's just say you had a conversation with that same. Did I say 14?
No, you said 19.
I said 18.
You said 19.
I said 19.
Yeah.
You said 19, 18, that's 17.
Yeah, like
what
is wrong? 14. Like, what is?
Somehow,
17 is illegal.
Somehow,
17 is illegal.
Because I wanted to correct myself.
It was 19.
If I said, okay, cool.
It was 19.
Lordy Jesus. Anyway, so what I'm saying is, you meet her, and you start talking to her, and she hits you with the fly shit, hit you with the number. I'm not gonna take the number.
Listen,
you're going to take the number. Don't lie.
It's horrible for a 4-year-old to go after anything.
You're going
to
take the number.
Younger than 30.
You're talking about all this extra action.
Of course I would.
All
right, take the number. So then don't judge this old man. I'm going to judge him. It's a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing.
I would do the same thing.
Why is it a bad thing?
It's horrible. I know myself,
it's
though, so I don't really care
thing.
That much. But,
I just like to mention that
they're young and they're just thinking about sex. And
yeah.
But you old as shit.
And
like,
you should know better.
You finesse that shit for to give up that pussy.
He didn't do much but probably say hi to her and realize she had some nice Skechers on or something. If that's all you needed to do for that 19-year-old, I don't call that nothing.
Listen, he made her feel good, you mean, and told her she was safe and gave her a nice meal. And
did he offer a lollipop too?
Like,
gave her a piece of candy and pulled her right into the van?
If he did,
I like that. Was
if he did.
The person I was referring to was just my friend and none of that
no,
stuff.
Not
like,
oh,
no,
not this went to a whole other place. It wasn't about you.
Hey, they just got real
dark
for a second.
It's the sound of it. I didn't like where it was going.
Yeah. We're done with that one.
Yeah,
that's I'm just bad. Saying. I'm just saying that.
Well, hold up. Same question applies to you. I've heard you say some things about some people I'm not going
to
talk about.
I'm trying to think. So I hit a couple 30-year-olds.
Okay.
I'm sure I hit like 40-something.
Well, all my girlfriends are open and older than me. So.
One of your cousins I hit was like 40.
One of who cousins?
We had that conversation.
My cousin?
We had that conversation.
Oh,
I didn't stop though.
I just thought of something else.
But
nobody
yeah.
of my cousins.
You into it? You sure?
Listen, I thought of something else. It won't be relevant if we go out.
Yeah, no, we done. We done.
Oh.
No, go ahead. No, it's, you
oh,
said
sure.
it won't be relevant. So
I had talked to a guy that was like apparently 57 who was crushing on me and stopped, got mad at me and stopped talking to me because I was talking too much to his friend who was 40 something. And he had a daughter and everything, was divorced
from
his wife and shit.
He had grown man problems.
He had grown ass man problems.
He was always telling me to pay it forward. And
what did that
mean?
No, I mean, like, there's a movie called.
I know, I've seen it. What was he talking about?
Trying to teach me life lessons or something.
Oh, he said watch the movie.
No,
he told me to watch it and that he valued that kind of that sentiment. Like,
I'm pretty sure that's not what he was talking about. But
did he ever like try to hit you with some like?
What's
the that's the old school.
But the thing with the guy.
Yeah, that's what that is.
The thing with the guy that was in his 40-some, I did like him, and there was pictures exchanged.
Oh, you
so that was the thing that happened, and I'm pretty sure I was
underage. Oh,
remember
that
when
man is walking around with child pornography?
Remember when I met that girl from Facebook?
Yo? Go to jail.
Remember when I met that young girl from Facebook? She asked me about her age.
Jesus Christ!
And I showed you those pictures. Yo,
I never lied about my age though. So.
This girl, I met this girl from Facebook. Right, this was years ago. This was a long time ago. Met this girl from Facebook. She told me she was like, she said she was 19. Told me she was 19. And we was just talking. We just talking on the phone, all this other shit. She ended up sending me some pictures. And you know how you look at pictures and you like, that
don't look too right.
That don't look right. That, like,
that's not
19. That's not
19. I seen 19.
That
ain't 19.
I don't like this. But the way I found out was
because he pursued it. He knew why, right? And pursued it.
He
saw the picture. Knew why, right?
That ain't
everybody. Everybody different, dog. Like, okay. This. Everybody body right. Different.
You knew though. When you saw the picture, you knew.
When I saw the picture, I had the England. I had England. Then I showed you the pictures, and you went, "Whoa!" You went, "Whoa!" No, like you didn't even want to touch it.
You know.
I said,
you know, 19.
I said, bruh, something wrong.
Hey, you know what is younger than 17.
It was It was young.
Yeah, I know.
It was young.
I know. You leave it with you like, that ain't right.
I don't know.
You turn out. I'm not going to jail.
That's what I'm saying. It was bad. So she had her Facebook right now. She had her birthday up there, but didn't have the year.
Okay.
And I've seen that before.
Yeah.
So, like I said, in the original conversation, our first conversation, we, you know, told me she was 19 or whatever. At the time, I was probably like 22. Maybe 21, 22.
She's 20s. She's like a whole 12.
I want to say she was like 15, maybe 16.
Yeah, Joe.
She was 16. She was 16.
You still want a Joe? That's not as bad. You still want a Joe?
No, that phone's gone. It's all destroyed.
Oh, yeah. You're supposed to just break that phone immediately. Like,
die. That was done. So, she hit me up, did tell me her age or whatever. Well, told me the wrong age, blah, blah, blah. So, what I found out is I keep looking, and she kept saying her birthday, her bio on Facebook was saying that her birthday was in November.
Okay.
I'm like, she just had a birthday. So, however old she is, she just turned that age.
Yeah.
Right? So, I called her up, I asked her, and I'm like, yo, how old are you? And she was like, I told y'all what I was. I'm like, Just tell
she
me again.
She don't remember.
She didn't remember what she said. I'm like, just tell. I said, what's the problem? Just tell me how old you are. Why are you doing this? What you the fuck is you talking about this? Just tell me how old you are. So,
what am I doing?
I want to know your age.
She was like, look, I got to tell you something. Oh, here the fuck you go. She like, listen, I was talking to my friends, and I was telling them, I got to tell my boy how old I am because... like, I shouldn't be lying to him. I really love this guy.
So,
like,
wait. How far did this go that she already
all we did you, was bro? Talk on the phone.
How far did you? She already claimed you.
That's what I'm saying.
No,
it gets weirder.
Okay.
It gets weirder.
Okay.
So, she was like, so I got to tell him how old I am. Oh, shit. This conversation he had with other people. And I'm like, all right, so go ahead and tell me.
Okay.
She like, just promise you're not going to be mad at me. Don't worry about it. Go ahead and tell me. So, she like, look. I'm 16, but I'm gonna be 17.
I was right there. It was nothing else to say.
I was on a bus, right? And I'm snapping. I'm like, why the fuck would you do this, yo? I'm like, do you understand? You fucking sent me pictures. Do you know what that shit is for real?
My phone instantly.
Dog, she started crying. All this other shit. I'm like, I don't care about that shit, dog. I don't care. Fuck out of here. I was snapping.
I just broke my phone and threw it off the bus.
I didn't make enough money to be throwing my phone. It's all fun and games, but I didn't make enough money to be doing all that shit, dog. That was a $300 phone that I didn't pay for. Somebody bought that from me. For me. I didn't have enough money to be breaking phones and shit.
You supposed to break the
phone.
Push
and delete work just as well. Push and delete.
No, it never goes away. Data never goes away.
Let's go on.
So I got a better question. Have you ever been caught by someone else looking at, you know, these pictures?
Or have like looking at naked pictures? Has anybody ever caught me looking at naked pictures? I got caught watching porn.
That's kind of I guess it might be the same thing. But
I never got caught. No, nobody ever caught me because I don't look at them when I don't want to. You know, when I have a weird issue about people seeing me.
Somebody caught me when I was on the bus. I was just looking at random pictures. And a couple boobs come up.
That's pretty creepy.
Somebody was next
to me. He's on the bus like,
pretty damn creepy.
They look at you.
When you're scrolling, you know, you got people who post awesome stuff, and you got people who post, like, the most ratchet shit out there. And it just comes up. So you just see random titties everywhere.
That's his excuse, though.
That happens.
But you know what, though?
So I'm like, this looks pretty crazy. I'm very curious. So I go on it, and instantly it just goes straight to a website. Nothing but like tits, people fucking and shit like that. I couldn't back out fast enough. And, you know, I'm just sitting there with my phone. It's out and open. There's like three people looking at my phone. Yeah, like, that's disgusting. That's disgusting. I was like, I know. You want to see it too? You know, why you in my phone? Like, that's invasion of privacy. So I started giving the law to them for a little bit. And then they stopped looking at my phone. So that's
how I handled
it. I didn't know they actually said something to you.
Say something.
That's disgusting. Like, you want to see it too?
That's gross. I was
so
like,
so
that
like,
way is not intrusion of privacy.
I don't
know.
Is anyone getting ramen for dinner?
I
didn't
ask for that. Thank you. That's awesome.
I made me some food. I have to
be one. Man, I gotta get me a woman. You need a wife, yo. Dude. Only wives do that.
For real? That's what that ring gets you.
Girlfriends only feed you for so long.
For real. You should know.
I do.
You should feel
slightly uncomfortable during these conversations.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
That's all right.
Because I'm the only woman there. That's on the radio show when you're talking about never mind.
How wives do good shit for the husbands? You do good shit for
you. You do good stuff for your boy?
Oh man.
I mean, if it's just about food, if I'm gonna be eating, then I'm gonna be making food. But if he's gonna be eating, then he'll be making me food.
That makes sense.
As it should be.
The other way around.
No, it's just both ways.
Both ways. As a relationship should work.
As a relationship should work. Amanda fucking puts the gavel down. She run that household for her. Amanda run shit for her first. She be trying to make it seem like it's all fun and coy. Me and the run shit. I know what it is. I see.
She got that call earlier about how the dog threw up. What you want me to do about it? I love you.
All right. All right, then fix it.
What I was going to say about the pictures, though, is nowadays, when you like, if you scrolling through Twitter,
yeah,
and you hear that somebody naked pictures of foot, like it's some new naked pictures out there, you gotta get to them quick or they're gonna be gone. So you gotta get to them where you at. Like, so
what kind of pervert are you?
How is that?
I gotta see naked pictures.
Someone else did post it up before him. He's just a very curious pervert. Yeah, he's going to look.
Oh no, this is literally coming from my brain. Somebody actually posted that. Somebody posted what I said, or
no, not what you're saying. I'm just saying that Jeff. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm trying to defend you a little bit, but it's a little hard now.
he's a pervert. Like he's just. Listen, gotta see the naked pictures when they take him down.
But it's not even for the sexual. It's like, all right, well,
what's it for then?
It's curiosity.
It is.
Like when like Lala. When everybody heard that you know the show Power or whatever, 56 show.
I watch it.
You watch Power. I've never watched the show.
I just started watching it.
But she has a sex scene in it where titties be out. Yeah. So I'm like, so it was all over blogs and shit. So it's like I'm trying to find these titties. Lala don't have big titties all the fucking life. We don't see them. So I'm like, let me finally get it. Look at these monsters. Get a good look at these.
I like to hear his face.
Is that a pervert thing to do to want to see nipples out?
Yes.
It's not like I'm looking under the covers like,
no.
I'm looking the place
all over
where
the internet.
I can't see him.
You're looking all over the internet. One episode.
Yeah.
Where she
no,
a nipple.
One scene of one episode.
Oh my God.
I don't care.
You never watched the show.
Never watched
the show.
I didn't have a desire to watch the show.
You heard she flashed a nipple, so now I'm going
to
watch.
No,
she
had a sex scene. I wanted to see sex scene. I'm going to get only in like theoretically.
I'm a big theoretical fan.
Only because I don't watch. Like she had her own show. Because she had her own show, I didn't watch it.
So,
but I know it existed.
You knew it existed, and you was a fan
of her show
that you didn't watch.
Like when she would do like, because Lala, you know, she
what
hosts
you
a lot of stuff.
About, yeah?
I'm telling you, Lala hosts a lot of stuff.
Okay, and you watch
Lala Anderson. She hosts a lot of stuff, so I've seen stuff she's hosted. Like
okay.
Those reality shows or whatever, when they do the reunions and shit,
yeah.
She hosts a lot of stuff. She's real classy. She's a real classy woman.
Okay.
She married Carmelo Anthony or whatever. Real classy.
Basketball wise, that's the show you talking about?
No, she had her own show.
Okay.
It was just them two. She was never on Basketball.
Okay.
She was never on that show.
I don't know.
They had, yeah, they had, no, she was on, I think she worked for BET for a long time.
Okay.
She was working for BET. Real classy black woman. Just that. I don't care. But I'm sitting.
Well, you followed her because of
my
what?
My point is, after you, it's like you know Sharon Carpenter.
No.
Oh my God. You know Sharon Carpenter from BET.
I do, but it's really hard to defend you.
So you mean to tell me, badass motherfucking, you're British,
like,
British,
I think
fucking accent Sharon Carpenter. If you saw those cities, you wouldn't want to see them. Come on,
it's a person who's so classy, you wouldn't expect to do stuff like that. You want to see it because, like,
you
don't see them doing stuff.
That's why I be asking Rich to be on the show, man. But
he's
still
a pervert.
Pervert.
The fact that he knows this classy person, he's like, I can't wait till he does something.
It doesn't matter if she's classy or not. He likes.
It's not like I saw every bit of celebrity tits out there.
Did you try?
No, some of it's a lot of them I didn't. They're trying to get the ones I didn't try.
Yeah, I know.
No, I couldn't get to these.
Think about it.
I think
it's something I would like to do. It's a bucket list, something like
but
that.
But I'm saying, like, a curiosity to make you look, but it's not like you're going to jerk off to it. It's just like, oh.
I'm going to stare at him.
Stare at the tent.
Fucking weirdo.
That's weird. How is that weird?
I want to pull the titties up on my phone.
You look at it for 10 minutes? I mean,
10 minutes?
You know what I meant. I didn't mean 10 minutes.
That's long. 10 minutes. You stand at your phone for 10 minutes?
You know what I'm saying? Like, you look at the phone for a couple seconds.
10 minutes.
You might screenshot it and then...
Screenshot so you can look at it again?
I got a collage.
You have a collage.
I'm the only person with a collage in here.
So he's really building up
celebrity titties.
He's really building up.
Mixture of celebrity and regular.
He screenshots
you are
so many images that he has no choice but to masturbate to all these bitches.
I can't.
He'll masturbate to a single image. He masturbates to a collage.
To the collage of images.
It's overwhelming.
Don't turn me on to Mark. I can't.
Anymore.
Anymore.
That's
why he knows new ones.
He wants to add the collage. He's going to build a fucking quilt.
You know,
he's got a quilt of titties.
The old ones are just
retro titties. Jesus, I'm done.
Because a quilt might be the move, though. A quilt might be the move, though. How, like, who would have that? Nobody else has that type of quilt.
It's a word of mouth titty quilt.
I'm not selling this quilt. I go to fucking Jeff. I try to sell this quilt. These are people, goddammit. This is my own personal thing.
Worst person.
I'm just saying, I don't think it's that weird to be curious of something. It's not the same thing.
Were
it's
you
not...
making up the collage, or does it really exist?
No, he really has collage.
Do I have a...
Does a collage exist, or is it...
No.
Just
I'm just...
Saying.
I'm just
it's called January folder, 2012, 2013.
It's in his computer, and his gallery's under
the I've had... I have collages of pictures that have been sent to me.
So you make collages.
Of photos that have been sent to me.
I'm just saying, you have collages, they exist, of women body parts on you.
Of course!
Okay.
Y'all don't!
That is the question I was asking.
No.
I said, do these collages exist?
No, I don't.
You
are
said
they,
it.
Are they in your collage?
I'm sure you're married. I don't even want to know. I'm sorry about that. No, but that's not normal.
You lying! But you gotta... So you mean to tell me none of your
collage?
You never had a collage?
No, and I've never. I've never thought about making a collage.
Guys are calling it a collage. Just say a folder.
No. You put the folders together. You get the folders.
I'm talking about an actual collage.
It's a collage.
That's what I'm talking about.
Are they talking about folders?
He's talking about a collage.
Well, I mean, it could be a picture of a bunch of pictures.
He got the program and he put all the pictures together. So
no, I didn't.
All
that's not what I did. Talk about a folder. That's not what I did.
I was talking about an actual collage.
Because that would have been strange.
Well, why?
That would have been serial killer.
That is strange. Why would you make a collage?
Because you said collage.
What you said?
But if I was going to make a quilt, then I would do the collage thing. Because that would be dope.
Why would I say quilt if you had a...
But that's what I'm saying.
It'd be collage.
When you said quilt, we was on the same page.
But I was asking
an actual collage.
He verified he had a collage of bitches that people sent them.
You're right. I apologize. Stuff that people
sent them. Have a gallery full of...
Now, that wouldn't be serial killer. That would be rapist. He would be a rapist.
Yeah,
he'd
be a rapist. You're right. You're right.
I stand corrected. With all the bodies.
Cut one body part, sewn into the other body.
You know how hard it would have to be to rape somebody? I'm gonna take the time.
Now they have fucking rape underwear now.
Yes, the fucking things that you put.
Underwear. That's pretty
fucking
crazy.
It's a brave new world out here. Jeez,
it's awesome. I will say that. That shit is awesome.
Rape underwear.
Yeah.
Who's gonna wear rape underwear?
Cold, eat your
mouth. Oh, it is getting cold.
When do you wear your rape underwear, though? When you go to the club?
Yeah.
But why?
Wanna,
every day.
Tonight I'm going to get backed up, so I'm going to wear my weight underwear.
Where you know you might get raped. Like,
why am I going to a place where I'm going to get raped?
But then again, it's still no such thing. Then again, it's still no such
that's
thing.
A
place
it's a possibility I might
never
get raped. I'm going to go.
Listen, what if you just that and you're getting off work at like 10 at night and you got to walk home and you're like, all right,
okay.
I got my rape underwear.
Okay. But that means you get off every night, so you wear different rape underwear every night.
Okay, but you got to also take consideration.
Oh, wow. I mean, they really thought this through. Like,
did you see anything about it?
Like, that's saying I might get raped going outside. That's what you're saying. You're saying, you know what, it's a possibility.
But they have
I'm going
to
go jog.
But they have to worry about shit like that. Women have to worry about fucking... Now, if it's rape underwear, wouldn't the rapist just take the underwear off?
No. It has three fasteners that only the person who put them on can take them off. Because it's like a weird lock, and they don't know how to unlock it. So, it's
so
like,
just, I'm pretty
so
sure.
What they just say, so what they just say, take that shit off. Take
they
that shit off.
A gun. With a gun. And
well,
the reason why it's awesome, but also horrible at the same time, because it will possibly get more people killed.
Because that's it. A rape is already sexually frustrated. You're coming at him, and he has a weapon, and you're like, I can't get his underwear off. Oh, my God, I can't get out of here. Now you're dead. You're dead, because, come on. I'm stressed out as it is. I'm going to rape somebody. I'm looking for somebody to rape. I want to
just mentally, I'm not.
Isolate that. Somebody isolates that for much. I'm looking for somebody.
I'm
looking for somebody
to rape.
I want to see these statistics about women that are just getting raped and women with the rape on their getting murdered.
Exactly.
I like to see these statistics.
Oh, like, Owen, didn't get raped, but she's fine.
They really not going to kill you. They may kill you, but they really not going to kill you. I think, like,
but they wouldn't
but
even
they can't get to rape you.
So what about
it
the
creates a whole new situation?
Here's the thing. So what are they going to do? They're going to go to rape you, see the underwear, and just stop. Stop it.
No.
Oh, no. Oh, my plan is
rape underwear.
What am I planning again?
Here's the thing, like, they do still look like regular underwear. It's just when they go to yank and pull for it, it literally does not budge. That's what the whole, like, patented fastener is for.
That's the thing, that, the cut-off circulation.
But that's the point. It's for more resistance. They think that it's, like, you know, it's just really hard fucking pants or a dress to get off and shit. And then, you know, when they're still yanking, that gives the person more time to, you know, go in their purse or something and taste the fuck out of them. Or go in their purse and stab the shit out of them. Or go in their purse and shoot the shit out of them. Either way, it gives them options for a battle. I would like to see that because now, like, on both ends, it does create a more, like, more of a struggle. But at the same time, for both ends, you know, it's who can get to their weapon first. You know,
true.
During that whole situation.
So women, take this as a lesson. Always carry a weapon.
Yeah,
and
rape underwear. What's the stuff that women can put in them? It's like white and it has the ridges in it. So like if the guy puts his dick in there and he takes his dick out,
in Africa. That's
what
when
the fuck is that?
That's literally like a cell somewhere diaphragm with teeth on it.
Yeah.
If they put the penis on it, the only way to get it off is go to the hospital. Period. So they know. So they know if you're a rapist, and they just instantly book you right after you can't do nothing else.
You can't get it off. Because you shove it
again,
in.
Again.
When
where's this?
But that's probably worse.
Overseas?
Rampant. So
yeah.
They have to come
yeah.
Right in.
Yeah.
It was that. No, that's
it's just more over there. That's where they
make
this stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's where
Tara
don't have
no mic. We keep talking to her.
But
she keep talking to us. So she need to get on a mic or something. Or
like, I'm just saying.
You really have to
like
play to get raped.
In
you That's why they made it. If you got rape underwear and like these little devices or whatever, you're planning to get raped. You're planning to get raped. Because that device, that is too late by then.
So what do you think? So what do you think if they put the hospital to identify itself
because it can't get that thing off? You'll probably die. But I've got
so do you, so wait, what do you think they put this stuff on and then they go, tonight I'm getting raped?
Like I said,
wait, how you think?
Is there a possibility of you going to this club and getting raped tonight? That's not
a but they could go anywhere and it can happen.
Decisions. Make better decisions. If that's you're going,
you're
like,
blaming the victims right now.
I'm just saying, if there's a possibility, you know what? I'm gonna put on my
Jesus
underwear tonight. I'm gonna get right tonight.
I want to.
So you think you're gonna get right everywhere?
Thought about that.
Oh wow! So you always wear rape underwear. So women should only buy rape underwear. Is what you're saying?
No,
it's a horrible world.
What if they get drunk and forget it's in there?
Oh,
and your boyfriend going to fuck you, and it's like,
oh.
Now that's the part that bothers me.
Jesus Christ. I didn't even
think
about that part.
I don't think you could forget about something that's inserted inside of you.
Yeah.
You know, that's just me, you know?
Yeah,
Hold up. In a situation, what if she falls asleep with him in? And then the boyfriend tries to, you know, like.
That's great.
So she get drunk, come home first. He already at the club. He got drunk. He come home. They both go to sleep. He kind of wake her up a little bit. They both still a little drunk. She get into it, but because they drunk, she forgets she got her rape protector 6000 in, and he slipped his dick in there. And then it's turns.
He got a trip to the hospital.
He got a bad trip to the hospital.
Oh, that's how can you explain that?
Like, well, then she can defend him and say, I had this in.
She had it in and he tried.
That is a painful way to the.
It's still rape. I don't care what you say. She's halfway.
Oh,
she's intoxicated.
No, I'm saying they
both.
How do you say if two people drunk, that's rape if he fuck her?
If she's not in her right mind and don't remember, we had this conversation.
It's a girlfriend.
But they're both
gone.
Because relationship rape depends.
She get into it, though.
Yo, if they're both drunk, then they're raping each other. Okay? They're raping each other. The man didn't say he wasn't in his right mind. So for you to say it's rape than just the woman,
hey, that's right.
They're both raping each other.
That's right.
Then he should be okay with the fact that she forgot because
he
was wrong.
I'm just saying it's very painful.
Alright, so I'm gonna put some fucking claws on my money. So when I fuck her, she's gonna grab at this gang. Bitch, you broken my money, bitch.
Jeez.
That was a silly topic. We've been on that for a
while. We were going though.
Yeah.
I mean, this was going. I felt like Reggie.
You never know when you're gonna get raped, so you should wear this underwear every day. That's what you're saying. Just the time you went to the club. Logically speaking, then you're speaking about that. If you're wearing it sometimes, then you shouldn't go to those places. If those places you're going to, when you're going to,
it might be your job. You might be a place. It might be a job. You might
maybe,
be home.
Maybe.
Okay.
All right. You're right. I am.
Feel like rural areas where people gotta walk the woods to go home.
You shouldn't walk the woods.
Basically, what Reggie's saying is that women shouldn't do anything. Stay your ass in the house. Kick your ass in the house. Here's the thing.
Because creepers don't follow you home. We should always walk with a partner. That's taking back.
So wait. So if
that boy
and rape you in your house, are you going to still have your rape? You're going to wear your rape underwear? I mean, okay. That makes sense, I guess.
I didn't understand what
this
was.
She said he followed him home and raped him in the house.
Right.
If you're going to get raped in the house, I mean, like, sometimes what if you're in your bed? You wearing your rape underwear to bed?
Oh my God.
So you wear your rape underwear all the time now. Okay. All right. No problem.
As long as they make a dude version too, because some niggas out here get raped too.
What?
Dudes do get raped.
So they just don't talk about it. Because that's all pride.
They can get the rape underwear from prison.
That's
just
prison. Yeah, it's more prison rape than.
Never going to prison. Jesus Christ.
You've been to prison.
No,
well, you've been to
I just had to pick somebody up
from
the lineup.
People want to hit when they go to prison.
That's how.
What you mean you didn't go to prison? That's why you got your faith tattoo right there. You got your faith tattoo.
Oh, I can't do prison.
You only got those three, right? Them two.
I got a stomach tear.
Yes, I'm talking about it.
And my, you know, that my.
Oh, yeah. You got the dumbass tear.
I got the dumb tear.
The dumbass tear.
The dumbass tear. You know,
show me into your dumbass tear.
You think you love your girlfriend? Text your girlfriend's name and
you got a woman name on you?
Yeah, dude.
Stupid.
Oh shit.
What you
gonna do? You gonna get a black like sensor?
I'm gonna get a sleeve. Oh, I'm just gonna leave it there. It really doesn't matter.
Show. Stop talking about it. Be about it.
I mean, you're
going to
get a cover-up, though, right?
I don't know. I just might get a sleeve. If they leave it, they leave it. It doesn't really matter.
What's
it
say? It's cat. Cat?
Yeah.
That
could mean anything, though.
Well, you could just get a picture of a cat placed underneath of it.
Yes,
because
I'm a dude. That would look really, really...
Unless it's like get
a Hello Kitty under that jaw.
Because then you feel menacing, and then you're like...
I play ball a lot, and the guys already look at my tattoo like... Why you got cat on you? Like, I used to be able to explain like that with my girl. Now I gotta say it's my ex, and everybody's like,
see, the first one that dumb has tat, I would have called him pussy. It was like, you can't even have a tat. Shut the fuck up. Shut this shit up right now.
I'm really not combative, and you know, it's like, I'll just get a sleeve and.
You're not gonna get a sleeve.
Black Panther is a cat. I'm telling you,
it is.
Black Panther.
It is, but.
I'm talking about the comic, not the cat.
You know what?
The comic.
You know what? Yeah. Ooh, get a superhero. Oh, no, yes. Still cat here. But, I don't know. I'll get something big covered up, maybe.
Get Black Canary. Cat and Canary.
Yeah.
No, that's not going to work.
No.
I mean, yeah, a big Illuminati triangle. I'll see it now. Just to be difficult. Just fuck with people.
Speaking of Illuminati, Rich wanted to bring up this stupid Meek Mill and Drake beef.
Speaking of Illuminati, that's what you got. Okay, all right. I know, right? Like, okay.
Trying to make my segues be a little bit.
All right. I don't know
what
you're
trying
to match
the segue thing.
All right, we can talk about it.
I'm still learning with the segue thing. I'm going to get it.
I don't know much about their beef or whatever. I know you're trying to explain it to me the other day.
What you got on that, Rich?
I think Meek started saying on Twitter that he was better than Drake, some shit like that.
So, story goes, man, not gonna care fuck about this shit.
But, I don't care about it. Like,
well,
I was just wondering if y'all thought that y'all. Heard
we had brought it up on here. I was telling about it last night and how, at first glance, it seems very uninteresting. But when you break it all the way down, it is kind of... there are parts of it that are quite interesting. Right?
Like?
Well, so I'll just tell you the whole thing. DJ Drama.
Mm-hmm.
Got his own studio, whatever, obviously. He released to Meek Mill reference tracks, which are songs that other people record, they write and record, and then you buy them or you take them, and then you record the same song.
Mm-hmm.
So they basically wrote the song for you. Ghostwriting type shit. But they're called reference tracks. He gave me those reference tracks from Drake's album. So now Meek Mill knows that Drake didn't write his own raps on a lot of songs from that last album. Apparently he also had the reference track from
Drake's verse on his album. So he had been sitting on that for, I think he was sitting on it for a while, because way back before it came, Meek Mill had an interview on a Breakfast Club, and he kind of tripped over his word. No. Charlamagne asked him about him having love songs on the album or whatever, and he said, well, didn't Wale help you write some of these love songs? And he said, whoa, don't nobody help me write my rhymes, blah, blah, blah.
Right? No, he's here.
So I think he was sitting on those reference tracks for a while. That's my speculation, that he had them for a while. But DJ Drama did something. So somewhere in his life, somebody compared him to Drake. And at that particular moment, he was pissed off. And I assume he gets mad, grabs his phone, goes straight to Twitter. Because he always spews shit on Twitter. Get mad, go straight to Twitter, and just start snapping. In the midst of the Nicki Minaj thing, where she was kind of snapping, I assume somewhere along the lines, he starts snapping too. Because it all happened in the same day. He says, he puts on there, stop fucking, he says, basically, stop comparing me to Drake. He don't write his own rhymes. Twitter, Instagram explodes. Because everybody's like, well, who the fuck wrote it? The fuck is you talking about? All this other shit. Then reference tracks leak. So, not all, a few of them. And nobody's saying anything. Nobody, as far as Meek Mill, wasn't saying nothing about it anymore. Drake hadn't mentioned it. A couple days go by. Finally, Drake released Charged Up. Real mellow, but it was some slick lines in it. A day after that, he released another diss track called Uncharged Up. And it was, I don't care about it. And then a day after that, he released another one called Back to Back, which was phenomenal. Right? I ain't heard Drake rap like that in a long fucking time. So, he had three diss tracks over Meek Mill not having any diss tracks. So right now, it's like, you're the guy from Philly and the battle rapper, where the bars at? You put yourself out here, kind of put this out here. We want to hear some bars now. The problem was, this is the issue that a lot of people didn't take into consideration. Meek Mill is on tour with Nicki Minaj. He's on the biggest tour of his career. Biggest tour. He's not in charge of his schedule. He don't have time to say, all right, let's go find a studio and let's make a diss record. I mean, you don't have that type of time. So
it's still not that big anyway.
So. Right. So it took him 4 days to tweet out, all right, I'm going to Montreal. When I get there, about 5 hours when I get there, I get this one. So he puts out Wanna Know. Doesn't get received well. Not well at all. Everybody fucking hated it.
And The Undertaker is against him for some money for using his, I think his theme music in the background.
Might have, yeah. It was bad. Now, prior to him putting that out, people have been putting online that they were throwing his albums away and throwing his song. And they gave, I have never seen slander like that. Like, the slander he got online in those couple of days was fucking horrible. And so what it became is people were comparing Drake's strategy to Meek Mill's strategy, because Drake had all the time at work. He's not on, he's working on an album.
It really wasn't a strategy. It was just,
well,
he just felt like
when he took when he took that time.
He even had time for album art. It was just like, it wasn't a strategy. It was like,
He really couldn't do nothing. So I continue to release songs to my fans who don't care whether I write these rhymes or not, right? They're not really paying attention to that aspect of it yet. I mean, they don't have time to respond to anything. He also probably would have had bars because he just came off of the album. So, like, everything that you've been writing and all the stuff you've been kind of putting together, you kind of put all that into the album, or at least a lot of that into the album. Whatever you would have that would blow people away, you put it on the album. So right now, you kind of drained. You don't really have the energy. You don't really have the time. You're on tour. You don't have the bars. You're unequipped to handle this fight. And this is a big one because, like, Drake is the top hip-hop artist right now.
And R&B.
And R&B. So you're not equipped to handle this. So people have compared who wins and who loses out of this. In my opinion, I say in a lot of ways they both lose. Because now, before this happened, Meek was on top. He had a number one album for 2 weeks. He had Nicki Minaj. He was on a worldwide tour that's going to continuously do numbers. The reason I mentioned him having Nicki Minaj is because that gave him, because Meek right by a lot of street shit. So having all that Instagram shit and putting all that stuff up there of them being so happy and all that stuff gave all these women on his side. Relationship goals and blah, 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 all that shit. He had everything by the balls. This fucked him up real bad. And he can't afford to fuck up that bad. Last album he had was in 2012. And it barely went gold. It struggled to go gold. So he really fucked himself on that aspect. So in a lot of ways he loses on that aspect. The other way that I think Drake loses is because even though a lot of people right now are in Drake's camp, when Views from the Six come out, which is the next album, Views from the Six come out, everybody's going to wonder, what did he write, what did he write? Every time he put a song out, now people question, what did he write, did he write? Now, the thing about this, people in my position, people probably your position, his position, and her position, it doesn't matter to us, because whether you like him or don't, whether you like Drake or don't like Drake, or listen to Drake or don't listen to Drake, you haven't connected to his music emotionally. Like these other people have. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it just happened. It doesn't really matter. But one of the things I said was, it don't matter to me if Drake writes his own rhymes or he get restaurant checks or whatever.
The whole thing was just irrelevant. That's why everybody kept saying Meek had lost that whole situation. Not just because he was on tour, but for the fact that even the greatest people out there, considering, you know, Michael Jackson and stuff, they didn't even write all his own music. You know, he still sang a lot of other people's, you know.
The difference?
No, it's not hip hop. I'm saying, like, even the greatest people, musician-wise, like, a lot of people don't write their own stuff and still considered the best.
Who?
Who are you talking
about? Ray isn't a rapper. Bitch,
I know he's a bitch R&B singer. I understand that. I'm just
so
trying to explain
the fact. His own stuff. You don't need to,
I'm saying the whole thing's irrelevant for the fact that, you know, a lot of people don't write their own shit. You know, and that's just putting them on the spotlight, saying that, you know, maybe everybody else in that whole camp don't write their own shit also. So it's just putting a lot of people on the spot at the same time.
I would say that the people who aren't upset should be. Because if they are, like, if I found out Cole didn't write his own shit, I'm hurt. I'm fucking hurt. Like, it's
you don't like Cole at all.
No, Cole's alright. It's alright. Shut up. I'm not a super fan like he is.
Yeah, fuck you, I am. I don't care.
Like a teenage girl.
Too short. I don't care. Don't hurt my feelings. Go ahead, say some more stuff. Say some more stuff about me liking Cole.
I'm just saying, you like a teenage girl.
I don't care.
That's your, like, your favorite rapper. I understand.
All right. It is 6:56. We got to take a break soon.
You know what? I don't really know much about this beef and anything. Everything I know, you told me already. But
I just told you everything. What more you need to know?
I said, really, everything.
You don't trust my word, pussy?
Everything I know, you told me. But the fact of the matter is, like, they discuss it at my job, and it's, like, so important.
But it's only important because of impact it can have on the grand scheme of things.
Okay.
Even though you might not necessarily, like I said, even though you might not necessarily be interested in Drake as an artist himself,
yeah,
the fact that he has become big, like, as far as singles are, he got more number one singles than the Beatles.
Well, that's a friend of mine in the music industry. He's in the music industry, and he said, "Well, where writing your own stuff is not important.
Yes,
it's only important in rap.
It is because
in pop it's not important, and any other thing is not important. But in rap, it's like the most important thing is to write your own stuff.
Because you constantly talk about...
I didn't know... I thought everybody, like... See, I thought everybody sometimes had a ghostwriter over there, write this song, he had a ghostwriter. I thought it was okay. But obviously, he let me know in rap and hip-hop and stuff.
A lot of people do it. A lot of people do it. It's not a thing you're supposed to do.
It's not okay to get a ghostwriter and rap. I didn't know that.
It's not a thing you're supposed to do.
I mean, I hear people say it. I just thought they were just throwing shots.
Because if I get out there as a rapper and I'm constantly saying how I'm the best writer, I'm the best rapper out here,
you're the
entertainer. Everybody fucking with me. If I'm
just
an
entertainer,
you should just say you're a good entertainer. Not
right.
Say that you're a good writer and you created.
So that's
something.
What Drake said.
Drake has been always been saying yes. Talk about his
writer.
Flow and his bars and shit constantly. Yes. You cannot get out there and say that shit. You cannot get out here and claim that you're better than Kendrick and you don't write your own shit.
I mean, I understand, like, for the true rap fans and the side of the face. However, for the people that just like his music, I don't really...
most of his fans are people who just like music. That's why they don't
care. Yeah, if you just
care.
Like music, it'd be like,
they don't
so
care.
What? It's like... and I like the way he delivered it. It's a good song. Everybody likes this. It's a good song.
It's a good song.
I mean, I understand it. It's just the fact that if it's a good song, it's a good song. If it's not, it's not.
You comfortable right now?
I needed to stand. I was so
all right. I'm sorry.
Is that okay with you?
It's okay. Because you put your bag on like you're about to leave and shit.
You need approval to stand up. You need approval to stand up in here. It's ridiculous. You say,
Oh, no. I was just saying, I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't even paying attention. My fault. But, yeah. So, it's not like, important... us, it doesn't have to, it doesn't make or break anything. I'm gonna still listen to Views from the Six. I don't care, and I'm gonna still listen to Meek album. It doesn't really matter. But in the green,
you know, Sahira just spilled all kinds of juice on your car and on herself. Cool, fam.
Sahira been just doing shit. Like, she just been moving around the whole night, like the whole day.
She's trying to be sneaky, but I'm a rat.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, man. I got my pussy in. But yeah, so it's not a thing that matters in the matter, but it was interesting in a few different ways. Fun thing to see, actually see people go back and forth in hip hop, like actually with bars. When last time we seen that? Like actually with bars. I mean, because when Drake and Kendrick had they beef.
I can't take any battle with Drake in it seriously.
He didn't fucking say nothing. Kendrick got on TV and gave that man bars. He got on TV and gave him
anything,
bars.
Like, I don't even want to see any battle with Drake in it.
So he couldn't do anything about it.
Can't do shit about that, dog.
I don't want to see any battle with Drake.
So how long are we gonna keep talking about this?
we're about to go to a break.
So he only attacked because he knew he was going towards the break.
I mean, it's a
Drake.
It makes him even more pussy.
It makes him even more pussy because he didn't come back in.
I don't care. If I like some of his stuff. Some of his stuff I don't. It's not really important to me. Like,
it doesn't have to be. It's not supposed to be. It's just pretty interesting. I would like to see more. I was happy to see more people like actually trying to break down lyrics and shit. Like, I was happy to see that. Like, it's everything has been, a lot of shit has been real cookie cutter. It's just been real, like, it just is what it is. And we haven't had the opportunity to have breakdown lyrics and what does this mean, what does that mean. That shit is fun in hip-hop, though. Like, what other genre music do you do that?
Are you for real right now? Anything that has lyrics, you can do that with.
I'm not saying you can't, but I'm saying it's like, all right, okay. So it might be the same, but it always seemed different to me.
It always seemed different to
you. If I listen to Taylor Swift, it's like, am I about to? If I break down Taylor Swift lyrics, then what?
I don't care.
You don't care. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, fuck is Taylor
Swift. So you're agreeing that you're biased.
I'm biased. Yeah, I'm biased. Yeah. I guess that. I mean, not biased. Like, fuck everything else, and
sweet.
I like this.
That's you agree with it, and now you're like,
no. Don't take it back. You are, and you know you are. Now it's argument.
That's not what it is.
I literally just said that, but you know.
I
right.
Didn't.
We got that. We got
you
that out of the way now.
It's
fine.
It's
let
all right.
it go.
It's okay.
All
right.
Just let it go.
Let it go.
I don't even know the song, but I was referencing it.
hopefully Doug is listening. Doug, if you're listening, we're going to take a break. This is a Word of Mouth Radio show. We'll be back.
That hour's a whole lot better.
I know.
Are we gonna keep talking?
I guess.
How long
do
you want to talk?
It's always embarrassing when
it happens.
It's always embarrassing.
Because I'm an asshole?
Because you're an asshole. No, you're an asshole too.
Oh, are we on break?
No, we're not on break.
No.
Let's talk about some other battle that nobody knows about except me. So let's talk about Dionne Warwick versus Lady Gaga. You know, you heard about that? That's some old shit. I just wanted to bring up a battle that I knew about that none of you knew about. So, Dionne Warwick, the answer. They're from South Africa.
I've heard pieces about that.
It didn't really go nowhere.
See, but
it was like
I don't know about that.
I didn't even know about that.
That was like two tweets. That ain't
going
nowhere.
Yeah. How about Iggy Azalea being an asshole on Twitter?
Well, she's an asshole, period, and she still does that.
She's pretty much done.
Stuff on stage like it's cool, and it's really not. That's just, I hate that shit.
I don't know much about Iggy.
He was actually, for like 2 weeks, reigned as one of the best lyrical females out there for some reason. And then
she had two number one songs at the same, not two number one songs. She had the number one and the number two song for like a couple of weeks.
Who were they?
She had Fancy, which was her joint, and the joint with that joint.
Okay.
And she had another joint. And she had another joint with a.
Change my life.
Who's that? No. It was a joint with Ariana Grande. I thought.
I don't know what that one's called.
Yeah, I don't remember what that's called either. But I believe those were the two songs that Iggy was on. And she just had a good year. She did have a good year.
I'm starting to like Ariana.
Not necessarily.
I'm starting to like Ariana Grande.
Yo,
she
has
strong
she
ass voice.
People's donuts.
I see this.
She went to a donut shop and said, America, you're so fat. Let me lick these donuts. And then
Big Sean said she was a fucking piece of shit. Big Sean, when he broke up with her, he said, look, she is fucking.
You know what, though? I watched this thing on YouTube. I'm not gonna say it's gay because I'm not gay, but it's
that's not really going.
It's not a good start.
It's not a good start.
It's called Colleen something.
You got the information on this one?
Colleen Sings or something like that.
I'm gonna let you read.
I forget.
You don't even know what he's talking about, and he called it gay. So
let's just. No, I mean, like, she says she's friends with Ariana Grande, and I watched a couple of their videos, and
who's friends with her?
Colleen Bellinger. Whatever. It's on YouTube. She had a sister, Rachel Bellinger. They're all on YouTube. It's kind of funny. But the video is silly or whatever. She got this thing called Miranda Sings. That's what it is.
I've heard of Miranda
Sings. She's friends with Ariana Grande, and I watched a couple of their videos. It's actually, she's pretty good. I like
the shy body.
Ariana. She's got a really small, skinny body and a really big hair. It's really weird, but it's all right.
I was talking at the same time.
They're really funny. The video
small body, big head. That's what I heard.
She do have a small body.
She
has
a really small body and a really big head.
Because she plays a child on TV.
She was on Disney Channel.
Yeah.
I fucking hate Disney Channel.
Did you ever see Miranda Sings though?
No. I've only heard.
Has anyone ever actually watched the Disney Channel anytime? Oh man, maybe you did because you got kids.
Yeah.
I haven't. What's going on with that? What kind of shows they got on there now?
But you don't have a kid?
Still bullshit.
Huh? Y'all
know
a kid?
No, I don't have any children.
Oh, she was talking about. Oh, okay. I'm like,
what is wrong with you?
She said he had a kid,
don't
so I'm thinking.
You live in the same vicinity as that child? Okay, there you go.
Put that together.
But he was assuming I had. Because
I'm thinking he had a kid that, you know.
Didn't know about.
I'm just curious as to what kind of stuff.
Yeah,
I'm
like, don't worry about it.
I'm sure you
have
heard of that. Like,
yeah, I was in the. Yeah, that was me.
Disney Channel is still bullshit. Don't worry. It's schools on boats now, and, you know, adventure
schools
shit.
Boats.
People about being TV stars and.
Fucking blue.
TV stars about being a TV star. And
Jesus
shit.
Christ.
It's fucking bullshit. Nothing's changed.
Sometimes I like bullshit, though. Sometimes it's because I'm
on a random day,
around. You like
you find yourself watching it, and it's like,
fuck they do that for? Well, I was watching to find out.
That's the Georgie Ritt already, right?
Yeah, just like,
right. Georgie Ritt with the nonsense.
Exactly.
Like, why would you do that? Now I gotta see where this is going. Like,
do they have a high school on the boats? I don't understand.
Actually, that's a thing. They're actually making. I watched this again a YouTube channel called 42, and they actually have schools on boats in other countries. Sometimes, some places they have schools on boats.
I like to see the anime with that. No. Yeah. They got the school on the boat.
It's actually crazy.
Octopuses and sharks everywhere. Oh my God! There's a Sharknado 3 coming out.
Why is that movie coming out?
Yes.
Why is that movie coming out?
Because it does so well.
Because it's such a horrible movie.
But that's the point. It's
so bad. It's good.
It's a B movie. But that's where it goes.
It's really
bad. Let's talk about Lava Lantula.
Also, have you seen this one?
God.
I came downstairs and my dad was watching it, and the dude from the dude that makes the funny sounds from the cop movie. Police Academy.
Yeah.
He's in it, and he's like,
never saw Police Academy.
And he's like, Papa Del! And then it's like this giant spider shooting flames because it's a lot of Lantula.
Who makes these movies? I think all students make these movies.
It can't be as bad as Jesus Christ Vampire Hunter. That is a real thing. When I was working at FYE, that was the one movie I wanted to buy as soon as I saw it, but I couldn't. The same day somebody had the same exact thought as me. I almost bought on that.
I'm gonna see if it's on.
I was working.
So it's called Jesus Christ Vampire in it?
Jesus Christ Vampire.
Hold up.
That movie sounds awesome.
Hold up. I'm gonna see if it's on my website, man, because it sounds so bad. I have to check it out.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Because I want to know if there's movies like Gavalantua and Sharktopus and why did Sharktopus?
I've seen Sharktopus. It was like, who am I watching this? Like,
that was stupid.
Sunspot and all these nonsense B movies. It's, oh my God.
Why did Sharktopus get so big though? Because
it's
just as bad as these Gavalantua and Sharktopus though, because I watched some of it.
It's the way that the sharks kill them and the way they kill the sharks that make it so grand.
Who's the guy in it? Wasn't he like an old star?
I'm gonna need that I don't freezer even remember. Water now.
Wasn't he like an old star? The guy in Sharknado. I think that's the reason I got so popular. Jesus.
I think everyone in there was like a DC rated actor.
I think at one point he was an A list actor, and then is like
and
I think
just
he
lost
it. Say Jesus Christ Vampire Hunter, right?
A lot of Jesus Christ Vampire Hunter. Yes,
you know what though? Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. I like that movie.
That's actually.
Let's not
right
talk
movie.
About that because I've never
a,
seen it.
It's
never saw that one.
I had no.
It's okay. It seemed like the budget was kind of low, but
I wanted to see it. I actually thought the budget was pretty high for something like that.
Yeah, that was in the theater.
It was in the theater. I was saying the animation. I don't like some of the animation. I mean, animation.
Well, it's about Abraham Lincoln.
It's
coming.
Fucking vampire. I'm choking.
All right. Listen, we're gonna attempt to, again to take a break.
I got a bad track, bro.
And we'll be back. Very, very soon. This is the Word of Mouth Radio Show. All right. We're back. We're back live with the Word of Mouth Radio Show.
What's going on? You all right?
I'm having a stroke.
I started laughing and you just got quiet.
I'm just stroking.
Oh, we got to talk about Donald Trump?
First, I wanted to make sure I give a shout out to Ashley. She's supposed to be having a Trump party today for my college. And I'm super proud of her. She was an original member of the Word of Mouth Radio Show. She was in every show in the beginning because she lived in the house with me.
Did she graduate from the show?
She graduated from the show and will be moving on to bigger and better things.
What college is she going to now?
She will be going to Lock Haven.
Lock Haven.
Lock Haven College. I think she said she'd be studying psychology or
something. Yeah, maybe we should figure out why she's so mean inside.
Not going to figure that out.
she's so evil inside.
It's really uncomfortable sometimes.
So much hatred in that girl.
But,
so listen, I want it to be my time to shine because I only have one thing to say about Donald Trump.
All right, so we're going to get to some Trump news. Did you? She got it.
it's so much though, right?
Yeah. So we just talk about it.
Alright, so let me say my one thing about Donald.
We just keep interrupting this.
Okay. Okay. He had a campaign picture, and the bottom of it, it had soldiers, and it just so happened that the person that made it, when they photoshopped it, the soldiers that they used were from Nazi Germany. They were Nazis. That he quickly removed the picture because he had Nazis in his campaign picture.
Oh, my God. And he didn't know. That's how dumb he is.
I actually remember that happening. I remember hearing about
Nazis in a campaign picture.
I mean, he probably just said, yeah, that's fine, and just kept pushing.
Yeah. Who works with him? Who is on his campaign?
He's a Nazi.
Oh my
very,
God.
We're talking about a very, very arrogant.
I'm pretty sure you
guy.
Can't do that in America.
The one thing that people say might be good about Donald Trump is that even
though. Should. Sure.
I was
going
to
go through
it.
All the racist stuff, and then I'm going to do all of
this stuff?
Yeah.
Do some recent. Do like
everything he said is recent. This is
recent. Donald Trump.
I feel like all the stuff he says is purposely so people are like, why are you
so.
Saying
that? I think
and
so. I think it's all about
stuff,
ratings.
It's racist.
Yeah, I think
it's
all.
It's just badger instead of a bunch of stuff. So I was
going to
look up everything y'all already talked about.
I think he just, I mean, he just wants attention.
Because, I mean, we're not about to.
He's building followers for his next endeavor. That's
no,
what I think
we do. Ever actually vote for Donald Trump?
A lot of people are trying to. Donald Trump is ahead in the polls.
He really
is. He's ahead substantially.
Only on the Republican side.
I feel like he would only win if it was in a meme.
He's there to split the Republican vote.
But
that's
the
only reason.
The thing about him is a lot of people are racist.
I understand it, but the fact of the matter is, it's America. Everyone's racist. But the fact of the matter is, he's only there. You're not going to take him seriously as a president. You don't want Donald Trump running your country. You don't.
I'm reading people who say they really do.
The fact of the matter is, he's there to take out the Republican vote.
What you got?
He's going
to
split the Republican vote,
right,
and it's going to be a Democrat in
there. Donald
Trump is the
best
thing
ever. I don't know.
I think a lot of people like Trump because whether they agree or disagree.
You had water?
Where did this come from?
This was mine. This
was mine.
Okay. Sorry, I just moved away because I'm not going
to.
The thing about it is, usually with presidential candidates and a lot of these politicians, they talk very candidly. Not candidly. They everything they say is very planned out.
Yeah.
He just talks.
Yeah.
He just says shit, and he talks, and we might not necessarily agree with what he's saying, but the way he's talking,
it's truthful though.
Yeah. The way he's talking.
All of the Mexicans are rapists and killers.
A lot of them. No, I'm joking.
But nobody heard her say that. Could you just give her a mic for a minute so she can just say the racist stuff real quick? I want to know all of it.
Welcome to Japanese first, and then I couldn't.
I don't know anything about the Japanese.
She wanted to get it. She wanted to get her Trump comment real quick. She wanted to. She wanted to contribute.
That's
Trump.
What
he said. He said that.
A lot of stuff they
yeah. He's been doing a lot of stuff. So she got to look there. She's going to look there.
I want to know about all the other races. Like, was everything coming out of his mouth a racist comment?
Wow, this stuff was either racist or sexist.
Killers and rapists.
He said all the Mexicans are killers and rapists.
He said all of them over there are rapists.
I was going to read the quote. All right, go ahead.
Read the bottom.
All right, read the quote.
Read
it out loud, Reggie. Not fucking.
But he's not reading it though. He's reading it first, and then he's gonna say. For some reason,
it's not the same. Look.
All right. Cool. I like Mexico. I love the Mexican people. I do business with the Mexican
people.
That's
not racist.
But you have, of course, have people coming through the border that are from all over.
Okay.
And they're bad. They're really bad. He said. You just have people coming in, and I'm not just saying Mexicans. I'm talking about people that are from all over that are killers and rapists.
True.
And they're coming into this country.
See, it was misconstrued. He didn't say all Mexicans are killers and rapists.
That was a misinterpretation.
Exactly. He said all people are coming into the border.
Right.
From all over.
Right. when asked why he was painting the picture, when asked why he was painting the 11 million undocumented immigrants in this country with such a broad brush, when the number of rapists and criminals in that group is a small percentage, Trump responded, "I don't think it's a small percentage. It's a lot. But it's not Mexicans necessarily. They're coming from all over."
Exactly. They're not Mexicans. They're coming from that. Just Mexicans. They're coming from all over. Anybody that's not American is a killer or a rapist. That's what he's saying, basically.
Yes. Still racist.
True. Just totally true.
I agree.
You're not from America. You're a rapist and a killer.
I agree.
You've already killed someone or raped someone, and then you're coming to America.
Because nobody knows how this whole nation was founded. Raping and killing the fucking fuckers that were here first. Now everybody else who's trying is, you know, stop.
Hey man, listen. Yes, his opinion. Allow the voice of the thing.
The thing about it is nobody else was saying anything like that.
That don't mean they weren't thinking.
That's what I'm saying. I think people like the fact that there are a lot of people who think this way, and he's saying it. And he's making it. What he does is he makes it difficult for other Republicans to even get noticed, because every time he says something crazy, even when they're interviewing another candidate, they have to talk about Trump.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm telling you.
He continues.
In the long run, he is not going to be the Republican frontrunner. He's not going to.
No, he's going to end up being independent.
The fact of the matter is, because the reason why he's on that stage now, he's going to split the votes for the Republican frontrunner.
But everybody, all the people who are going to vote Republican are probably going to vote for Donald Trump.
I'm talking about the
regular Joe Schmoes.
The people on there that you're reading that say, "I will vote for Donald Trump," they're weirdos. Because
those are actually the more regular people. The people who blindly follow the Republican Party, those are the weirdos.
Those are the idiots that never vote a day. They never voted a day in their life. I watch TV and Donald Trump's on the TV.
Because
those are the people that's going to vote. Because
I would say,
can actually speak up for those people because I don't vote, and I would say that I wouldn't vote because I don't vote. Actually,
I mean, I'm just saying, like,
Kentucky is going to vote for Donald.
He's saying Kentucky because it's a southern state, and then they're all racist, and that is really biased.
He's leading in the polls.
You forget though. These polls that people follow in early campaigns and all that kind of stuff, they mean absolutely nothing.
They don't mean absolutely
nothing.
Okay.
You know how fast these polls change?
They do change fast.
But you're looking at him right now, and he's all the way up here, and like tomorrow he'll be all the way down there. That's really how fast he goes.
From up here?
There's a few things that we said about
him. From up here?
From the quotes.
Oh. Okay. So, he, alright. No, I got it. So when it comes to slanderous remarks about women, Donald Trump is on a roll. The GOP presidential candidate defended his past comments during the Republican Party's first primetime debate Thursday night. Didn't see the debate. I was ever. Anyway, Trump shot back at Fox News debate moderator. Megyn Kelly, when she confronted him about calling women fat pigs, dogs, slobs, and disgusting animals.
How?
All in one sentence.
This is who the guy who's been voting for.
He's always been that one.
He's leading in the polls.
Please repeat that for me.
It's calling women fat pigs, dogs, slobs, and disgusting animals.
Are you serious?
Now, you want me to let him explain?
Please explain. Because an explanation is going to make this whole sentence better. Go ahead.
It
hurts. Gotta make this whole sentence better. It's gonna change everything he just said. Go ahead. If he can explain his way out of this.
I think the problem, he said, I think the big problem this country has is being politically correct. I've been challenged by so many people, and I don't frankly have time for total political correctness.
So wait. You really think there's slobs, dogs, and all this other nonsense?
People just
don't want to say it.
You think that women in the past used to be better, and now women are becoming slobs and fat pigs.
And to be honest with you, this country doesn't have time either. Trump said, frankly, what I say is oftentimes it's fun, it's kidding, we have a good time.
That's the president?
That's the president?
That's who y'all want president? You're right.
I didn't hear you. I didn't know he said that.
Every time you said frankly, too, I wanted to say, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Like,
I just wanted to say that.
I don't give a damn.
Can you imagine how many wars we'd be in if he's the
president? A lot.
He can't beat nobody. Anybody can beat.
He's
going to
bomb us in a heartbeat if he fucking says anything.
And he continues to say, I'm going to be tough on China. I'm going to be tough on China.
We're owned by China. We're owned.
Another one says, in the morning after interviews with NBC's Today and MSNBC's Morning Joe, Trump said he didn't recall specifically insulting women, but various news outlets have reported that the real estate mogul called a lawyer disgusting when she wanted to break to pump breast milk for her baby. He also once declared celebrity Rosie O'Donnell the fat pig, ugly, and a slob, and an animal. God damn.
Yeah, they went at it for a while.
He called her an animal?
And that he told a New York Times columnist, she had the face of a dog.
How do you go up to a person, like a human being, just, you got the face of a dog.
Dog.
Don't look at, oh my God. When this is filming, you look the other way.
Jesus. All right. Trump, who has been married three times, also joked that he would date his own daughter. I'm not going to say her name. A businesswoman and former model because of her look. So he basically say he would date his own daughter because she looks good.
Oh, we see how I'm Kentucky, boy.
There was a guy that already did that. Prepped his daughter to only to marry his daughter and divorce his wife. Wow. There's a guy that already just did that. I don't remember his name.
Isn't that illegal?
No.
If it was, he would have got locked up. But
Trump said on Twitter.
Yeah, we got to rewind. Rewind. I knew she was going to.
His wife, though, right? He was right there, right?
I knew you was gonna do that.
And he kept talking like everything was okay. He just kept going. He was right there.
I can't.
We can't say that. We can only say he loved her.
Trump said on Twitter after Thursday's debate that Kelly bombed as a moderator and was not very good or professional. He also retweeted a post that referred to the Fox News host as a bimbo.
Why is she a bimbo? Did he say why she was a bimbo?
Because she asked him questions.
Yeah,
she
was going to ask him questions.
He didn't like the questions.
He like that bimbo.
He thinks she needed somebody.
He should have known
that called her a bimbo. That's what that is.
Everybody on Fox.
But that's pretty much
like that. He should have known that.
Yeah.
Like that's just how she is. All
right.
This is the same person when Obama was leading said that. Oh,
I really enjoyed
this.
What's
that
guy doing? Oh, you talking about this? Oh. So another quote from Trump. I was pretty stunned in what universe it is okay to then also condemn the female debate moderator Lawless, and in telephone interview Friday, it was really quite shocking. And Trump tweeted, I really enjoyed the debate tonight, even though the Fox News trio, especially Megyn Kelly, was not very good or professional.
He really just calling her.
Wow.
She asked the questions.
Right. It says, wow, Megyn Kelly really bombed tonight. People are going wild on Twitter. Funny to watch. And then he said some more shit. So, yeah. I'm in Trump. I'm
good. Oh, no, I didn't get to the
Planned
Parenthood, so.
Oh, yeah. So he just all over the place.
Said a lot of things.
You just come out.
You know,
and just say only thing is no way you want to win, yo. There's no way.
All these campaigns do is just build up all this money. And even if you don't win, you still got
millions of dollars.
40, 50 million that you're just sitting on
because
you just build up a campaign.
Let's talk about the Planned Parenthood.
All right. So, anyway. Tahira got this in the bag. She was really mad about this shit. She telling y'all shut the fuck up and listen to this.
I'm just saying, Trump got too much shit.
She said, it says, Trump was not the only GOP candidate whose comments during the Fox News debate could turn off women voters. Senator Marco Rubio of Florida said he did not support abortion rights in cases involving rape and incest. Future generations will look back and call us barbarians for murdering millions of babies. Rubio said Thursday night after Kelly asked about his stance on the issue. Meanwhile, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee attacked Planned Parenthood by saying it sold parts of abortion and fetuses like parts to a Buick. So yeah,
there's people buying fetuses.
It was a video that went out of basically a Planned Parenthood opposition. They went into a hidden cam undercover and went and like tried to buy fetuses and parts and stuff, and the lady was like negotiating stuff, and it was real, like, you know.
And this is supposed to be Planned Parenthood itself, or just that one
just
person
that one
who worked there? So how are you even gonna, like, there's assholes that work everywhere. How are you gonna sit there and say it's Planned Parenthood's fault? I'm like, of course they fired
him. But you gotta think, these are people who don't like Planned Parenthood, so they take anything and run with it.
Yeah.
Anything they can get and go, that's not just that woman, it's the whole, you know.
Just like PETA, on how they think people shave lambs by, you know, hacking at them with axes, when in reality they just use buzzers. They really do. They even went as far to make a fake lamb and held a picture up with it, with like a bloody fake lamb, looking like he just got hacked for his freaking fur and shit like that.
We work with lambs. I do animal research. We work with lambs.
I don't want to go back on that subject.
Don't.
Please, can we not go back on that subject? Could you just not talk about something else?
You're right.
I don't even know why he brought it up again.
I brought it up because people use anything.
No, your thing was funny. His thing isn't funny. I don't like that.
His thing isn't funny. His thing's funny. It's great impression. All right, so we're gonna move on from fucking Trump. A Japanese man cuts off his wife's lover's penis and flushed down the toilet. So a student in college... Is it the same story? Okay. A student in college was arrested Thursday for cutting off a man's penis. I guess a Japanese man. I'm sure. All right. Cutting off a man's penis after clocking him in the face repeatedly. Not gonna say his name. Who was a boxer, took garden shears, and cut the unconscious man's penis. After he flushed it down the toilet, he was arrested at 7:40 a.m. and was questioned about the missing body part. I'd probably just die. Just kill me. Don't cut my dick off and leave me. And just kill me.
I'm sure he could get a penis transplant.
You can't. What?
Look at
this.
She's like, what?
You can't get a penis
transplant.
You can. When the guy wants to cut off the penis, but you know,
it's gay penis anymore. No, because I mean, you might end up okay. You might end up in a situation
Someone
where
someone who wants to do a gender transformation.
Right. You
get this out. You got a white dick now.
It's
Obi-Wan Reese. What is this? I'm feeling extremely uncomfortable in that situation
racist.
Right now.
<I'm> racist.
What you get? Racist. Color you.
I don't know why this is fascinating.
Is it
something you think about?
She irritated the whole episode. We're going on penises and she starts shining. Look at that.
Oh, penises are great.
Penises are fascinating.
Penises are fascinating. Animal chopping them off. Penises are fascinating.
Keep going. This
topic makes me uncomfortable.
No, listen.
If it was a topic about vagina, you would not be uncomfortable.
I don't want.
Okay.
I don't love penises, but not a vagina or a penis. I feel comfortable equally.
I'm pretty secure with vaginas. All right, we can talk about that all day.
Yeah, I mean, unless you can upgrade to a better penis.
He's Japanese.
Robo penis.
Yeah, then it's like.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
There you go. The next one.
Robo penis.
Robo penis, the movie.
Hold up.
Yeah, but then you don't feel anything, though. If it's like.
I know.
But it's connected to your nerves. It's like a bio penis.
So, like, what parts is robo and what parts is.
he's like, maybe.
So what's the function of
the Sin City? And they have a robo penis in Sin City. The guy got his penis cut off and.
Oh no!
Okay, I swear he had a metal.
He did get his penis cut off.
I swear
it wasn't
metal.
Penis.
I don't know.
No, he had a metal. They didn't really show it.
I'm pretty sure.
I thought it was like mechanical or something. Because I don't think he started it. It sounded like a chainsaw.
No.
I swear, all right, I'll watch that.
What fucking Sin City was you watching?
Y'all
talking about two different things right now. He's talking about a movie. You're talking about an actual thing. That's why you guys are missing.
Maybe put on the strap-on penis that vibrates. Maybe that's what we're just talking
about. Okay, maybe that's it.
It's not it. There is no upside to this whole penis transplant thing.
It really isn't.
Unless you can fucking get...
Unless you're a woman who wants a penis, then it's...
Okay, here's a good question that I heard. Would you rather have nipples that are the size of penises, or would you rather have a penis that's the size of a nipple?
Oh my God!
If I
you gotta pick one or the other.
That'd be fucking weird walking around shit like that, though. Like
nipples the size of penises, hands down.
But it's like a penis, though. Like if you're in the cold and they're getting, you have that in the shirt.
Just tape them. Wear a bra, something. Not a bra. It's
something that comes out the hand.
The nipple penis is still functional. It's just small.
It functions as a penis or as a nipple.
As a penis.
So it functions as a penis. So when you get a bra,
it's just a nipple size penis.
Kill me.
Yeah.
Kill me.
It's a
penis size nipple.
So you can have it around your chest.
No, you have penis size nipples that are like. Penises, because like no matter what, we're gonna imagine the average size penis, okay?
Oh,
so either way, they're long, they're fucking long nipples.
It's all right. Now you have three bitches on you at the same time. One in this nipple, one in
that. Not uncomfortable that would be. How does that work?
There's no way to make that good. Like no way. Like one is really bad.
You can have one person in my bed. You can have one in the ass.
Actually, they're both really bad. At least one you can look normal and just be messed up.
You say to ladies, listen,
you have to explain yourself every time you bring somebody home because you ask this question too.
You know that, right?
Yeah, micro penis. So they could be like micro penises, just...
Micro penis is like...
Now wait,
so
they look, the nipples look like
Asian? That was racist. I apologize.
I'm saying
it's all through all the races. It's very small. It's very, very.
This is very disappointing.
It's like a 1% chance you can get a
micro penis.
It does exist.
It does exist.
That's bad.
It doesn't develop. It just starts to develop and then it stops.
It sucks.
And it doesn't grow.
Again, just kill me.
Listen, I'm talking about the function of your nipples.
Somebody won't like you.
No matter what, when your nipples are cold, they're going to get erect, which is what these penis-sized nipples would do. So it would be like, you would have this.
Right.
All right?
Right. I'd rather go with that, yeah.
I don't know.
Because, like, all right, so if you got a nipple,
you can't go outside.
You can go outside.
So I wish you wouldn't want it.
Sports bra. That'll be
sports
my briefs to my chest.
You know how painful that would be, yo?
That'll be something I have to deal with because
you
I
get
do not want
off,
a
though.
Super, super small penis that's the size of a nipple.
Can't help that. I know you say you really can't help the small penis. You actually get these done, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can get it done.
You know how embarrassed that would be? Like, what the hell is going on with your shirt? Like,
You have to get surgery.
Yeah, you have to.
Where
in
hell is the baby? Like, oh my God, just pissing everywhere.
It was
functioning.
They function as nipples.
Oh my God.
You get irritated. Your nipples get hard. Babies get irritated a lot. Like, that'd be fucking weird.
You can't even breastfeed the baby. Baby can't keep putting nipples.
Oh, that wouldn't look right, bro.
Yeah, I'm ready.
This question got really out of hand.
Now let's say
you have to be a baby
with somebody who has penis sized nipples. Y'all about to get into it. You suck the nipples. That's the real question.
My answer will always be no.
But you'd have to suck nipples like you'd be sucking a penis.
It's still a woman. You still fell in love or whatever. Y'all about to get into it. You're going to hit it. You're naked. But you going to stop? You're not going to stop.
Is that not the
word?
You have to. You really have to stop.
Just suck the nipple. Don't fucking.
So you would suck the nipple.
I'm sorry.
Say yes. Please do. Say yes. You want to do it.
You've got to verify. You can't see your face. You got to verify.
Just say yes or no.
I don't see why I wouldn't.
No, say yes or no. Yeah. So that's a guarantee yes.
I'll
say you'll suck the penis size nipple.
You'll suck
it's
the
it's a nipple. It's just big.
Yeah.
Once I get comfortable with it. I get comfortable with it.
So the penis size nipple gagging, you cool with that, huh?
Come on, you trip. You got me all like that. It's still a nipple.
No, you lick nipple. You don't
lick. That was kind of long.
I just three times to work. I wouldn't do it. I feel like you got to go somewhere.
This is kind of fun. You just a tip. She be alright. Nobody's ever stuck on a nipple before. Come on. Give us something to like it. Be happy about.
Breeze, you're a pervert.
That make you a pervert because you're trying to make someone else happy.
You just anything.
It's a make it or break it part of the deal. She's a supermodel, and then you see what her nipples look like, and she's like, "No, man, I need these sucked. This is what's going to happen." And you're just going to break up with her because she's got
penis
nipples.
Yes,
I think I.
That's a little too strange for me.
That's a little too strange.
Like, I mean, like, I have a level of strange I can deal with. That's one of those that's a little bit past. Like,
female nipples.
Yeah. Oh. She's saying you've experienced your nipples leaking.
It's that's not bad. Something that normally happens.
Like,
it's just a thing that I grew up my whole life not adjusting to that because I love females so much. I'm not going to do it.
I mean,
can
you
say others? Can you please start saying women? It makes me feel very uncomfortable that you keep saying female. Can you say woman?
I love women.
Yeah, women. There you go.
What's female?
It's bothering me.
It bothers me.
Okay,
say woman.
Okay, if you're going to say female, then say male, too. Don't say man or guy.
I say male sometimes.
You say sometimes.
I usually...
But you have never once said woman in this whole discussion. You've always said female, no matter what. No, you did not. Because I asked every time.
When she gave me the
ride,
I said, I love this woman.
Oh, because she's a specific woman, but if it's any other woman,
it's
a female.
That's a married thing. Maybe that's what it is.
I think it might be.
It's a married thing.
I think it's used as a derogatory term, and I'd rather it be woman.
She's like,
could you just say
I understand why you're saying it, so I'm taking it in disrespect. Don't do it again.
It might be.
I don't know. I do usually say I ain't messing around with these other females. I got a woman.
It's a married thing, see?
I don't know. Maybe that is.
I don't know. You always say females. I don't really pay much to it. But...
I will say woman more because that apparently makes her feel uncomfortable. Anyway,
see,
I've adjusted my life to sucking titties on women. So
the titty can still be spectacular.
So that's why I didn't understand why it meant.
Oh, man.
I was still going to jump on that subject. But anyway, I've adjusted to sucking titties so much that's like.
If I see a penis on it, I'm just going to say no.
It's not a penis, though. It's a really long nipple.
Is it not a penis?
Is it an elongated nipple?
But if it gets hard when it's cold, that means it's going to get hard when she's horny. So that means it's a penis on her breast now.
It just didn't long. It still looks like a nipple.
But it's going to make me think.
Really?
I'm sucking on a penis. Am I really that horny? I don't think I am.
I don't think I'm that horny.
That's just what it is. Okay. Reese
is going to do it, and then he's going to hit rock bottom, and he's going to talk about it in his meetings.
Yeah,
I don't think that'd be rock bottom.
And then,
your rock bottom is really low.
It's not really low.
Here's the thing. Think about this again. When she's riding, she's still horny.
Oh,
now there's penises it's like, just slapping you in the face.
Oh God!
What are you going to do about that? I can't do that.
They're not penises.
This is a very dangerous question. It really is.
I know with a female body, I mean, everybody body differs a little bit. I mean, if everybody got a little thing they're not proud of, but you gotta be very, very.
That's fine. I'm just saying, I'm never going to do that one.
Yeah, I don't have to do it. All right. I can't do it. It's gonna freak me out.
This was fucking great. We had a good time. Let's get in some plugs real quick before we about to wrap up. Get out of here. Rich usually has the most.
So we ended on Filipino.
You didn't feel too proud of saying that. Like, you're leaving this episode very dirty.
I want to leave all episodes dirty. We did. We had a good time, man. We talked about a bunch of shit, man. We got through it. Rich, where can people catch you at, man?
Brother Guy Rick on Instagram. That's all I remember right now.
Yo, I think I do want to take those weights off your hands. Cause I got a treadmill upstairs, and I just bought these waters. And I think this whole week I'm gonna run for about an hour.
No problem. I just gotta find
another
bar for you.
Goddamn light, none of that shit. You gonna put that shit in the corner somewhere? That shit gonna be in the. If you give him the weights, it's gonna be in the closet with the treadmill.
Nah, put the treadmill in the middle of us. I fucking being a fucking hater.
The water's gonna be in there when we come back next week.
Fucking being a fucking hater. Mandy, you got something? Wanna have people follow you somewhere?
Facebook.com/ Toasty Mama Crafts. Or go to deluxemanispace.tumblr.com.
Alright, cool. Red drink, I should. What are you fucking doing that with your life?
Why do I act like that, yo? What's going on?
You got something?
Everything's deleted.
Like I said before, we first started, I want everybody to follow the show page. Everybody that's listening right now, follow the show page. That's the Word of Mouth Radio Show at Instagram.com. And it's, what's the Facebook? It's Word of Mouth. All right, it's Word of Mouth on Facebook, and it's WAM on Twitter. And it's WMWAM/Twitter. Follow the show's pages, please. We posting quite a lot of stuff. We about to get busy. This has been a Word of Mouth Radio Show. Signing off.